Thought Bubble Audio.
Look, up in the sky!
You will never find the more wretched hive of scum and villainy.
Welcome to Beer with Geeks with Tim and Frank.
Who are you?
I'm Batman.
I am Iron Man.
Your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man.
Hi, Christopher. I'm Nero.
My name is Inigo Montoya.
You're a wizard, Harry.
A couple of guys with a couple of beers and a whole lot of pop culture nostalgia.
Make it so, number one.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles.
Name the dog in the ant.
Life finds a way.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
Now sit back and crack open a cold one. Because it's time for Beer with Geeks.
It comes in pints?
Shaken, not stirred.
Great Scott!
I was way off. I knew it started with an S, though.
Hi, and welcome to Beer with Geeks, where two geeks geek out with beer. I'm Tim, and with me, as always, is my co-host, Frank.
Hey, buddy.
How are you?
I am fan-freaking-tastic. How are you, my friend?
I'm pretty good.
Pretty good? Just pretty good. That's it.
Well, I just realized I've been sitting here with a beer and I haven't opened it yet.
Ooh, let's hear that. Oh, that sounds good.
God, that's the sound of freshness.
That is the sound of happiness to all of us beer geeks.
What are you drinking?
Yeah, I'm drinking the Harpoon Brewery UFO White. It's an unfiltered wheat beer with orange and coriander. How about yourself? What are you drinking today?
I am drinking Narragansett Del Shandy.
Ah, one of my faves.
Because it is very warm outside today.
Yes, it is. It is a hot day.
It is. Tastes like summer.
It does taste like summer. I feel like I'm on a desert planet, and there should be we should be farming moisture.
I don't know how you would do that. We have to go pick up some power. But we have to go pick up some power converters.
Oh, at Tashi Station.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
We should really.
So,
do that.
But drink your blue milk first, okay?
Okay.
All right. Yeah. Good. Good.
Yes. The time has come, my friends,
to talk of many things: of stars and wars, and giant talking wood teddy bears.
Yes, it is time to watch Star Wars, aka Star Wars Episode 4: A New Hope. Our watching and commentary of the wars has come to this. It is time for Star Wars, the original 1977 classic. I'm excited. I feel like our entire, as much as there are two more movies after this for us to watch,
right?
I feel like our
soon to be three.
That's right. I feel like our entire thing is led up to this. This is my favorite of the films. So I'm very excited to do this.
This is not my favorite of the films.
Okay.
We already went by it.
Yes.
Episode 2
right.
Is my favorite.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
The greatest film of all time.
As everyone
time.
In the world will agree
yeah,
with me.
Everyone agrees it's the greatest film ever made.
Yeah. And yeah. So no, I really
can't say
that. No, I know. when I was coming over here, we talked about this off air, but I was like, oh, we're going to watch Star Wars. Oh, but we're going to watch Star Wars.
Star Wars.
Yeah.
Not just any Star Wars.
Yeah. We're going to watch the good Star Wars.
Oh, yeah. The best.
Yeah.
The original one started it all. So before we get started, why don't we just give people a quick reminder that they can find us on iTunes, right?
Mm-hmm. They can.
On iTunes or beerwithgeeks.com or at beerwithgeeks on Twitter. You can also tweet each one of us individually. So I'm at Frank Ramblings. You're Timp_Gannon.
Yep.
Right?
That's right.
So that's where you can find us. beerwithgeeks@gmail.com if you want to tell us how much you love hearing us talk about Star Wars. I think that
talking about
it.
Star Wars,
talking about Star Wars, talking about stars. Yeah, I think that just about covers it. And please, we love to hear from each of you. And if you have something nice to say, we'd love to hear from you in the form of an iTunes review. Those are always nice. If you have a problem, something that you think could be done better, an email or a tweet is always great. That we like to, we really appreciate the positive iTunes reviews because those help us get exposure and everything. Negative iTunes reviews, it doesn't really help us. But if you want to send us an email or a tweet, we're always, always happy to hear about things, how we can make the show better.
Yeah. I especially like this one by... they've taken all the good nicknames on Twitter. They say awesome banter, funny, relatable, and the intro is epically awesome. Great work, guys.
Well, thank you. They've taken all the good nicknames. That's a pretty good nickname, I think.
It is.
But that's very kind of that person to say. So thank you. If you have something similar you'd like to say, if you have a thumbs up, even just a star rating, you know, no text, but a star rating is always helpful.
Star ratings for Star Wars.
All right. Why don't we get down to it, huh?
Yeah.
All right. I've got the business pumpkin.
To defeat
the Huns.
No, to defeat
the Empire.
The Sith.
The Sith. There you go.
Yeah.
I've got the Blu-ray popped in to my machine. I'm on the menu screen and I'm hitting play right now. You guys know the drill. We're going to get to where it is all zeros across the board after we get through the what should be the FBI warning here in a second. Nope, there we go. Okay. We've got the 20th Century Fox fanfare about to start, so I'm all zeroed out before the 20th Century Fox logo pops up. So 3, 2, 1, go, and we'll all hit play and we'll watch Star Wars together. Ready? 3, 2, 1.
Punch it.
Go. Punch it.
Yeah. Mine's way better.
There it is. There's the 20th Century Fox fanfare. We've got ours muted with our subtitles on, so we can...
I was actually watching the Simpsons movie earlier.
Oh, nice.
And I haven't seen it in a long time, and I forgot that Ralph comes out of the zero
in
the 20th
yeah.
century and sings it, and I was peeing my pants. Oh, so, yeah.
I haven't seen the movie in ages. I have watched it. So that was the home entertainment one. Okay, here comes the parental
guidance. The
motion
picture has been rated
again,
PG.
If you're watching this on another format, you might want to... Tim is just reading it to you. And now we'll actually start. Here we go.
Here's the other 20th century.
Here's the real start. Here it comes. Ah, the Lucasfilm logo. So this is the only film, if you buy the new digital editions, the ones that are, you know, on iTunes and Vudu and all those other places, this is the only film that still has a 20th Century Fox fanfare, because the rights to this film are owned by 20th Century Fox in perpetuity.
Oh.
Yeah. The other five films have it chopped off, but this is the only one that was the deal that Lucasfilm made initially. It is, the rights are belonging to 20th Century Fox forever.
The original scroll didn't have it say Episode 4 New Hope, did it? No, it didn't. It's just that Star Wars.
And then it is a period of Civil War.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can still, if you watch the 2004 DVD release, came with, there was two different versions of the DVD release. I had the one that had like a bonus disc on it, that had like bunch of documentaries and stuff. There is one version though that came out for a very brief period of time, and then it was out of print, that has the original unedited theatrical cuts of all these films.
Oh, okay.
Or rather, it's the Laserdisc editions that is very close to the theatrical cuts. And if you have that, some of you may be watching on that. If you have that, then it goes straight to it's the original edition, basically.
I would want to point out this scroll here. It says, you know, that the rebels have won their first major victory against the Galactic Empire. That's a sad
state of affairs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Like they've won there 20 years ago
was
when the Galactic Empire came. So it took them 20 years essentially.
Yeah. To have a first, one, you know, battle.
What I guess they could, which I guess they could consider a victory, which I'm assuming that skirmish is what Rogue One is going to be about.
Oh, interesting. I hadn't thought about that.
Thing that skirmish becomes
of
the stolen plans.
Right.
And so,
That makes sense. That makes sense. Yeah. Yeah. I hadn't thought about it that way. Yeah. Yeah. About it being the stolen plans. Yeah. Cause that is what it's rumored to be. The ship that went on forever. Are you thinking
I was thinking about Spaceballs.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. If I walked, the movie would be over. Yeah. It's exactly what I'm thinking about. Man.
Cantive 4. I have just such happy memories of this film. Like I have seen this movie so many times and it never gets old. It actually gives me like a warm fuzzy feeling every time I watch it.
That's the beer.
Oh, oops. No, really though.
Yeah.
a shiver down my spine, and I just feel all warm and cozy and happy like every time I watch this movie. I'm not sure if the last time I must have watched it since. I think the last time I really remember watching it is I showed it to my fiance,
who had never seen it.
She had never seen a Star Wars movie. So I said, okay, I'm not, you know, well, let's watch the original. Let's start with Episode 4. I say start with episode four if you're showing somebody for the first time, because I'm not an animal. So we started with this, and I was like, if you like it, you know, then we can go on and watch the rest. But you at least need to see this.
Love their super 70s haircuts?
Yeah. Yeah. We were talking about that, and you know, everything is like, you know, it's some things about it may seem dated, but like it really is a classic.
Well, you can't help that.
Yeah. But it's just, it's so
look.
She liked it.
Stormtroopers hitting things.
I know. Yeah. This is the only time you'll ever see stormtroopers accurately shoot anything ever. Only Imperial stormtroopers are so precise. That comes later.
That comes later.
Yeah. So I remember watching this movie. I probably have told the story already on this podcast, but now we're watching this actual. I probably have told it when we were.
What story?
Talking about.
Don't hit R2. No, we're good. Okay.
The first time I saw this movie was they were going to be showing it on Channel 11, WPIX in New York. This is sometime in like probably the mid 90s. And they were going to be showing it, and they like were promoting it for like a month in advance. Like, oh, on this night, we're going to show Star Wars for the Saturday evening movie.
Oh, yeah, whatever. You have told the story. I know what you're talking about.
And so my dad was like, oh, let's watch this.
Oh, Vader, hands on hips. So, he loves his contrapposto.
Yeah.
No, that's not contrapposto. No. That's
contraband.
No. It's going to bother me. I'm going to use my one lookup.
Use your one lookup.
I'm going to use it so early.
5 minutes into the movie.
Yep.
10 minutes into the
podcast. Well, I know a lot about Star Wars, so I feel like I can get away with looking this
that's
up.
True. Yes, that's fair. So I remember watching this movie with my dad, and we taped it on a VHS. So that was the version that I had for many years, was this VHS of this film with the commercials. And I think we might have cut the commercials out. We hit pause at every commercial break so that wouldn't record them. But
TV used to be hard work.
It really was. But yeah, so I had this version that had like all the pauses where the commercials were and everything. And I remember. So this that opening sequence that just passed where the stormtroopers are shooting and everything, and they're boarding the Tantive IV. My dad was like, whoa, what's going on? Like, I don't know. I was like 7 or something. Like, I was pretty young, and my dad was a little worried about me seeing violence and stuff. And I was like, oh, what's wrong? He was like, Star Wars. I thought Star Wars was about like big ships flying around. I didn't realize it was going to be so violent.
It's not Star Trek the film. Yeah,
I think he might have had it confused with Star Trek. He's like, I thought it was about big ships flying around. That's a boring movie. That's Star Trek. That's Star Trek the Motion Picture. That's a boring movie. It's about ships flying around.
Open. I can't find it.
Every time I say, "And bring me the passengers," I want them alive. Every time I hear that, I now picture the. I think of the audio of David Prowse in the suit saying it.
Oh, it totally ruins that theme.
Bring me the passengers. I want them alive. And it's just so, oh my God, you're so just not posh, not a posh accent.
They just saw that thing online that said that he hasn't been paid.
Oh, really?
For Star Wars, like he's never been paid for Return of the Jedi, that he gets that letter every year.
Oh, really?
Saying that the film has never made money or something like that.
What? And
you haven't heard, you didn't hear this?
The film doesn't make money?
Yeah, it doesn't like. I can't think of what the. Okay. I can't think of the real term right now. It's like the film doesn't like breaky or like there's like
two
foot doesn't turn a profit. That's it, because there are two forms of investments on the film, and it never turns a profit according to this letter that he gets,
totally bull.
Which is bull. But because of that, he's never been paid.
Well, it's really because they thought George Lucas thought that David Prowse was the one who. Leaked that Vader was Luke's father.
Oh.
So that's probably, there's bad blood there. There's really bad blood there. Like, you wouldn't believe.
No, I believe it.
He's said some, David Prowse has a lot of spite about the whole thing. And he still goes to Star Wars Celebration and like he makes appearances and everything, but he had a real terrible time making Return of the Jedi.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been quoted as saying when Richard Marquand, the guy who directed Jedi, when he passed away, David Prowse was quoted as saying he was happy that he was dead because the guy made the process.
That's terrible.
Yeah. Apparently Marquand was not very kind to him and made the process really, really tough for him. So he was happy that.
Stop pointing, Vader. God.
Take her away.
I hate his pointing. I like it. You can tell they tried to cut around it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. This is the only guy. To stand up to Vader and not die.
She'll die before she tells you anything.
Yep. That's the guy. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the only man. There it is. I want to see the, yep. Leave that to me. It's not what he says, it's the way he says it. Yeah.
Yeah, he's the only one who stands up to him really in any way. I also think it's really interesting that, for years I didn't notice this, and I don't know how I didn't notice this, but he's breathing, right? Vader's breathing.
Right.
But he's also talking while he's breathing.
Yes. He's very impressive.
The breathing doesn't stop while he talks. No, he's
a very impressive man like that.
Yeah, that's one way of looking at it. Or that's just like a massive oversight that no one ever.
I think that's called a power pose.
I didn't think. Okay.
Oh, I thought it had a fancier name than that.
Fair enough. But yeah, I didn't realize that for years until it was pointed out to me. And now I'm like, oh, wow, I can't, like, not notice that he's talking.
Look at all that lens flare.
I know.
Yeah.
JJ fits right in
here. Yeah.
My joints are almost frozen, whatever. Frozen? It's really weird to think that this is where they, like, the movie started here. Like, they filmed in Tunisia first, and then they reunited in London to do the rest of the filming. And, like, it was a terrible process of filming in Tunisia. Like, they were just so, everything was hot and they were in these costumes and it was, you know, just miserable, like, and uncomfortable. And to think that they, what they went through to do it, and then they went back to Tunisia again.
Didn't they have, they had the first rainstorm ever in, or like 50 years or something like that, the first week of filming.
Yeah, so they had to postpone a whole bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Classic film story.
Oh, yeah.
Something goes bad with the weather, and we talk about it for 50 years.
Yep. Yep. It is, yeah, I mean, 38 years of this film. 38 years. This past May.
It's crazy. It is crazy.
Pretty crazy to think about.
God, Kenny Baker's going to be so hot in that suit.
Oh, my God, yeah. Do you know if he came back at all for this?
Yeah, he did.
He did?
Yeah.
I know that Anthony Daniels did, and I know that... Chewie's name, Peter Mayhew. Thank you. We met him.
Yes, we did. My hand was swallowed by his.
Yes. Yes.
Literally, I have a hook now.
He is. I know. It's so weird. It's do 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 do.
Yeah. I always love this, like, sand snake.
The
just chilling.
Great dragon.
Yeah. Exactly. That name.
Yep.
Of a thing.
Yep.
I also like that he talks to himself.
Yeah.
Like the droid talks to himself.
Yep. I think exactly. Yeah. Actually, yeah, that's true. Robot talking to himself.
Yep.
That's funny. Over here.
Hey. I just hated this part when I was a kid.
Oh, really?
I was like, I loved the beginning, and I hated the Tatooine stuff.
Really? That's interesting.
Yeah, I just found it incredibly dull. I don't know why. Maybe the Jawas scared me.
Hmm.
Yeah, I don't know what it is about this part, but I'm like, it just, like, the pace just comes to a, it's a very interesting, because it comes to a grinding halt.
Yeah, that's a fair point. This is kind of a slowly paced part. I guess, you know, thinking about it, this particular sequence, it does, I do kind of look forward to it moving on every time I see it, I guess. But this film to me, I love it's a classic example of the, you know, the hero's journey, the Joseph Campbell stuff.
Right, yep.
This is like the archetypal.
The journey of R2. Journey. I agree.
Yeah, R2.
Yeah.
Totally.
It's interesting because the film itself can be the hero archetypal journey.
Yeah.
Or the three films could be the archetypal,
yes, that's
journey.
True.
Or the six films could be the archetypal journey
that
for Vader.
That is very true. It,
yeah,
works on various levels, right? Because within, yeah, this film, you have Luke kind of, you know, going from being the farm boy to meeting the wizard and having the princess and going through all this transformation, and the end being like the warrior who, you know, defeats the enemy, right? But then throughout the whole trilogy, you have that same story happening on a grander scale.
Right.
And then if you look at the whole saga, well, at least the two trilogies that we have at this point today, you have Anakin going through that and on a different level, you know, starting out from humble beginnings, going, becoming a hero, having a fall from grace,
mm-hmm,
and then redeeming himself in the end.
Yeah, with this, no, no.
Right.
More lens flare.
Yeah. Well, if you're
lens flare, take a drink.
smooth.
I feel like the droids would really get damaged with this suction cup thing.
Yeah.
This is not a good idea. And also, how many droids are wandering the desert on their own?
That's true. Restraining bolt.
This is going to be the day I apparently tear apart Star Wars. Yeah.
Well, I mean, there's so many good things to be said. It's only there fair are. That we be a little critical about certain things.
It's not even critical. It's just like things I've never thought about before.
Gonk.
Just to make conversation for a podcast.
Yeah.
Do you think Gonk can see?
I don't know.
How do they see?
How do they see?
How do they see?
Yeah. There's the red R2 unit that I always thought was interesting.
R4D.
Is that R4?
Yeah. But R4, oh, no, it's an R2 unit. Yeah, never mind.
Well,
Uncle Owen, this R2 unit has a bad motivator. Hey, look.
God, I really can quote this movie most of the way.
Though. Yeah.
Like, really.
Yeah. It's not even just quoting. It's inflecting.
Yeah. Exactly. Like, I can remember exactly the way everything is said.
It's true. It's Luke Skywalker.
Yeah.
Cinema's greatest whiner.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
I didn't really know there was, like, a dislike of Luke that much.
I didn't realize that either until... I didn't realize it was a dislike for Ewoks.
That I've known, I think, forever.
I never disliked Ewoks. I didn't know until I really like started paying attention to Star Wars, like internet fandom.
Well, you got to be careful with internet fandom because it hates everything at the beginning. Yeah. So look how busy this scene is.
I know. It's so much busier than it once was.
Have you seen? You've seen the episode 7 George Lucas cut. Lens flare, take a drink.
Yeah, I have.
I just love that, like, that little, the walking thing is in the back. It's so funny. I love it. I don't mind those updates, though. I don't really like it. It's fine.
No, things like that are
okay. You can see the blue on the, you can see the blue on the pod.
Yeah.
You can see, like, it's like a blue screen, like, cloth, like, instead of.
Oh, you think that's what it is?
No, it's definitely what it is.
Oh, I thought it was, like, a reflection of the sky.
No, it's a blue screen.
Huh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
That they never did anything with, apparently.
Interesting.
Could do something with it now.
Yeah.
They really should have, before they put this out on Blu-ray, they should have trolled through the internet to see, like, all the weird things fans have found that, like, that's still, like, the Stormtrooper hitting his head and
that. But, what they did instead was they added Darth Vader saying no at the end of Return of the Jedi.
No.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that George Lucas very much has his vision of what he wanted these movies to look like. And I think he's also, it's a little bit of two things. He always said, like, oh, I never got to make these movies the way I wanted to. I had to make, compromises and sacrifices because the technology wasn't where I needed it to be to make the movie I wanted to make.
Right.
At the same time, I think that there's a little bit of revisionism. And I think that he's like, well, okay, maybe this particular thing is not something I would have done in 1977, but now that I can do it, why not? Why not do these things now that I've thought of since, while updating it to have some of the things that I wanted it to have all along.
I get that, but he could have had Vader scream no in 1983.
Look at that. Did you just see that giant
green thing?
No, I didn't see that, but there was a Jawa that was like normal height and not really short.
Oh no, I want to look for him.
Or at least he was really skinny.
Andre the Giant of Jawas.
Yeah, kind of. And then they changed Emperor's voice.
Yes, I did. Why did they do that?
I don't know. I didn't notice that for a while until someone pointed it out. Again, the internet pointed it out, and I was like, oh my god, they did change it, didn't they? Okay, so Owen's an interesting character.
Yeah, he's a very interesting character. I agree. That's the thing. That's big black thing is what I was talking
about.
Oh,
okay. Got it.
I have a question. Do you think Jawas wear goggles and that's why their eyes shine? Mm. Or are their eyes just, those are just their eyes?
I always assume those are just their eyes.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. I was just curious.
Have we ever seen anywhere, like in a comic or anything or, anywhere, what a Jawa looks like unrobed? If you know.
Yes. Yeah. I'm sure that maybe they have.
Yeah,
but I haven't seen one.
I haven't either, clearly. But yeah, I wonder if that's
true. I've never thought about that.
Do you speak bocce? Do you play bocce? Let's play bocce. I'm lonely. I just want someone to play bocce with me.
Do you speak bocce? Do you speak bocce? Not splotchy or crotchy, but bocce.
You want to tell them what you're talking about?
Yeah, Star Wars the Musical.
Yeah.
It's awesome. Look it up online. Got to be careful and find the right one, though, because there's a lot of different Star Wars musicals out there. But that one's my favorite one.
Yeah. God, that's been a long time since you and our friend Andrew turned me onto that.
Oh, my God. It's so funny. It's so funny. Actually, there is one really nice song in it. How lucky are they right now? Just like, if that R2 unit didn't break, then this movie wouldn't go anywhere.
This whole movie would be a point.
Yeah.
Like all of it. Yeah. None of this would have happened if it wasn't for that failing wreck.
Oh, that's so funny. I just saw that the scene that they cut of R2 moving has the other red R2 in the background, even though that he shouldn't be there.
Yeah, I have noticed that before.
Oh, that's so funny.
Inconsistencies there.
Yeah.
They definitely have some continuity problems with these films to some extent. I think most of that is, I mean, honestly, it's because they shot such little footage. Like they didn't have enough coverage for everything they needed. So they had to swap in some shots that didn't quite fit.
Got it. That makes sense.
Sidereum.
Oh my God. Please state your present course. It's a lot of fancy stuff in here, but it's cool that this is the place where Luke talks about, he's talking about all his hopes and dreams and the things that he wants to do and all that stuff. And this is the same place that his father 25 years ago had a conversation about all his hopes and dreams, or more his realities and nightmare.
Yeah, that's true.
That's a nice parallel.
Yeah. Yeah. That's one of the brilliant things about this. And that goes back to the whole ring theory thing too, that I think we talked about.
Yes.
Either during the last film or the one before, where it really is like history repeating itself at different intervals. Some things run parallel between like 1 and 4 and 2 and 5 and 3 and 6. And the other things go from like 1 and 6 to 2 and 5 to 3 and 4. It's so interesting the way it works. Also, I call BS on 3PO saying he's not very good at telling stories.
No, but that's the whole idea, is that he learns from these people, and that he that's how, yeah, I think that's it.
From which people?
He learns from Luke and Leia and Han and all these things and the adventures that they have, and that's how he becomes a good storyteller. Like his AI processes these things into something better.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I buy the AI part, but that's a little clinical for me, but maybe the rest of it.
Well, what do you think he's running on? Anthony Daniels?
Well, no, I know that, but he does have a personality of sorts. You know? Yeah, I mean, I guess it is AI.
He's AI.
Yeah.
They don't call it that. That didn't exist when this movie was made, but that's what he is.
But, okay, yes, that is what he is. But I guess what I'm saying is, how does he become a good storyteller?
Maybe he has no good stories to tell.
That makes more sense.
You know, like, it's not like, oh, I don't have any, like,
his memory,
it's like when so you go around the room and they're like, say something interesting about yourself, and you're like, oh, I'm not interesting.
Yeah.
Like, shut up, everybody's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
A resident of these parts.
I always bothered me, even when I was like 4 years old, and like, you couldn't change your name just a little bit more, Obi-Wan.
And like, he's like, I wonder if he means old Ben. Like, they do have exactly the last, the same weird last name. I wonder if maybe.
Well, you could say weird last name, but technically they all have weird last names.
I guess. Maybe Kenobi is like Smith.
Right, exactly.
Skywalker is like Smith.
Skywalker. Solo is probably. Han is probably the one with the most normal name.
Yeah, probably. Well, no, Luke is the most normal name.
I meant full straight through.
Oh.
You know, you could meet a Solo today. This is actually a rather famous one. Right, exactly. But how many Skywalkers do you know running around?
How many Hans do you know?
I know a Han.
Yeah?
Yeah. Makes music. Hans. Zimmer.
Well, Hans is different. It's a different language.
Anyway. It doesn't, but the. Really?
Well, Hans. Really? Hans is not Han.
Yeah, okay.
Or Han, as they go on to call. That always bothered me.
Han.
See, when his name just becomes Han in the next movie and then it sticks.
And then, Luke calls him Han. In
Luke always
Return
calls
the,
him Han.
In Return of the Jedi.
But then...
Leia calls him Han.
No, she calls him Han.
So where's the Han coming from?
Lando calls him Han.
Oh, well, that's because Lando does whatever
then,
he wants to do.
Han calls him Han.
Han Solo. Oh, yeah, you're right. Han, blue milk.
I think he's saying Han.
Blue milk.
Blue milk. Take a drink.
You know, everyone talks about the blue milk, but, like, what is he actually eating?
Yeah, what are they eating?
Let's examine this closely.
You really see him,
with his white plastic.
Yeah, utensils that were all futuristic.
Well,
or long time ago.
In a galaxy far, far away.
Mystic.
That wizard's just a crazy old man.
Yeah, how to work the word wizard in there. Yeah, I can't really see what, that some kind of, oh, is it like some kind of oatmeal or?
I guess it could be some kind of.
Some kind of like meal.
Yeah, potato-y substance of some kind.
Also, the milk looks a lot less blue in this, in the Blu-ray version.
Maybe they were tired of, I think the cup makes it look blue. More than it actually being blue.
I remember it looking bluer when they were pouring it. I think maybe the color correction they did in this version maybe
made it less blue. But it looks blue through the container.
It does kind of, yeah. But like Mark Hamill's really just like shoveling the stuff around his plate. He's really not eating.
Yeah, they all are. That's
classic film.
That's classic film because they have to shoot it a couple times so you don't actually eat the food.
You're right.
You just shovel it around, making it like because you're having conversation.
Truth. You are correct.
I think Owen's the only one that's actually eating it.
I saw Beru take a bite.
Yeah, he's not. Maybe Beru is a terrible cook.
Terrible cook in there.
And he just actually doesn't want to eat it.
They just eat Jawas when no one's looking.
But it's a whole nother year. I like that it's nother in the subtitles.
Yeah.
Aww. Poor Luke, he doesn't have any friends. Cool design on the ceiling.
Yeah, it is. Oh, and he can't stay here forever.
Never. I hate him so much.
Okay, when I was a kid... When she says, Owen, he can't stay here forever. I didn't realize that, like, she was saying Owen, like, Uncle Owen, like, his name is Owen.
Oh.
So I thought she was saying, oh, and he can't stay here forever.
Oh,
like,
and
that's
like,
a weird way to start a sentence.
Oh, Owen, he can't stay here forever.
Oh, and he can't stay here forever. I was like, that's just a weird quote. But I was seven.
It's one of the best shots of the film coming up.
Oh, God, it's so beautiful. It's so beautiful.
Do you know how they created the binary sunset?
I think it was just two different.
A superimposed
exposures of the sun, yeah.
Oh, that's cool. God, it's gonna be hot on that planet.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Never go to those suns.
It's so hot that they actually have to farm moisture.
Yeah,
like they harvest moisture.
Seems like a terrible planet to live on.
It really does.
Eventually, the planet's gonna run out of moisture if you're farming it.
Well. Yeah, but I mean, it's like a renewable resource, like the atmosphere.
I guess. I don't know. You know what I mean? I don't work for NASA. I don't know.
Neither do I. Or NOAA or any of the that stuff.
Lens flare.
So, yeah. You're really committing to this.
I'm committing to the lens flare.
Now, look, he's got binoculars, right, with two lenses, but then this thing is like one big view when you're actually in the
When you look in binoculars, don't you see it as one image?
Yeah, but it doesn't have an actual like screen inside of it.
It's the future.
It's science.
Maybe there's a camera in the middle of the two lenses. Maybe it's lens flare.
That's not lens flare, it's just a reflection of our video. That doesn't count.
Good, because my tummy hurts. Too much lens flare.
You have my permission to not take a drink this time.
You have my permission to not take a drink.
So when they power down for the night, is it just like they just turn all the power off?
They
like
just turn the lights off.
That's interesting.
Look, I'm turning the power down. Like,
and there she's.
Oh, what I want to.
Blending. Is she juicing?
They think she's juicing.
She's juicing.
Either that or that's just a pot and she's boiling them.
Yeah. I think she's making like space smoothies.
Ugh, space smoothies.
This is the first time I ever heard they'll be hell to pay as a phrase. I'd never heard that before.
Or they'll be hell to pay.
Yeah.
Well, you were young.
I mean, yeah.
The minions of the Star Wars universe.
Yeah.
Banana. Bantha. Banana.
Odo.
I always loved this thing as a kid.
Oh, yeah. Banthas?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so cool. Man, why was he like, why wasn't he rolling? Like, he's just like slowly wobbling. Like, he could have made some distance if he rolled.
That is true. He's not, I mean, well, he's very smart. He probably wanted to get caught. That's why.
Oh, maybe. I never really thought about that. Maybe he knew. Oh, let's play.
He probably knew that it was, I mean, he kind of, I always get this feeling, you go through this whole thing and you feel, I feel like R2-D2 really is like the main character in a lot of ways.
Sometimes.
Because he is like, he is the one who, I feel like he knows that his job is to bring Luke to Obi-Wan.
You know?
It's they, like he knows.
There's only, there's only one, there's two eye looks on the binoculars,
yeah.
But he's viewing through one screen
okay.
on the back.
All right.
It's
I'll buy it.
Yeah. I just watched.
I'll buy it.
That's why.
All right.
Yeah. Because he's not pressed up against it. It's a screen that he's looking at.
Okay.
With the two different lenses.
I will go with that. We'll let that one go.
And there was lens flare, but I was talking, so yeah. I'm going to let it sit.
That's okay.
Let's go through this stuff. I wonder how it floats on its own.
Well, it's right now it's sitting on a rock.
No, it's not. Yeah, that's some of the
No, look, see, there's a rock right underneath it.
Yes, yeah, but it's not sitting on it.
It is.
No, it's not.
Okay.
They changed the sound, too.
They changed the Krayt Dragon sound here.
Oh, I see. I thought you were... It's a different rock I was looking at. Okay. I understand. Yeah. Okay. Well, it doesn't sit on a rock later, so...
No, it doesn't.
Yeah.
Right. It's a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away.
Yeah, great. So. Okay. Well, I can tell a pulse by touching a hand. Are you dreaming?
Oh, it's a giant Jawa.
He was the one.
He was the one.
He was spying.
Hello there. Oh, Alec Guinness.
It's the best. He was nominated for an Academy Award for this movie.
Yes, he was. I saw him in Lawrence of Arabia.
Mm-hmm.
And I just about lost my mind when I realized it was him.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I was like, oh my God, that's Sir Alec Guinness. This is great. Like, I wasn't surprised. I knew he was a great, you know, British film actor from way back when, but I just didn't know he was in that film. So when I saw it, I got really excited.
Oh, very nice. The Jordan wastes are not to be traveled lightly.
Tell me, young Luke.
I love Obi-Wan.
Oh.
So they clearly know each other.
Yes, they do.
So.
Yes, they do.
I mean, not like, not like Uncle Ben's coming over for dinner.
No. No.
Because he's dead.
Because he's dead.
No, wait. Wrong universe. Wrong galaxy.
Is bringing rice.
Rice. Yep.
Yeah. But they clearly do know each other. So, yeah. And he's clearly, like, watched Luke grow. I mean, that's his whole, like, it's kind of his job, right? Is mm-hmm. to watch Luke grow up and you know, watch over him and make sure that he's on the right path.
Yeah, I guess. But. It's a funny world.
Yeah.
I guess. Like how well does he know him? Because Uncle Owen clearly dislikes him.
Yeah. I get the feeling that he's kind of like that annoying uncle that you see like once a year or something, or like that friend of the family that you see, you know, once a year or something, and your parents get together and whatever. I get the feeling like, you know, they know each other sort of, you know, sort of, but they don't see each other very often because Obi-Wan is kind of a hermit at this point.
I would love to see a prequel of Uncle Owen and Obi-Wan teaming up on Tatooine for something.
Teaming up.
Right. And something like there's like this, it's like a buddy, it's like a cop buddy, comedy. Yeah.
A buddy movie.
But something happens in there that makes Uncle Owen be like, oh, he's just a crazy old man. And that's why he wants him to stay away. Like, it starts out as Obi-Wan helping him and trusting him or Uncle Owen trusting him, blah, blah, blah. And it turns into this, you know, stay away from my nephew, blah, blah, blah kind of thing. I would like to see that. Because otherwise, he's just a dude.
And this is the only time we ever heard of the Clone Wars.
Yeah, Clone Wars, plural.
Yeah.
It does sound better than Clone War,
yeah,
but it's really only one war.
Yeah, it's true.
Yes. Look at that hairpiece. It's magnificent. Actually, he's a good hairpiece.
He was a good friend.
Yep.
This is so incredibly well acted, considering that Alec Guinness really didn't know or care. Like, This is so incredibly well done.
And your father wanted you to have this after I cut off all his limbs and he killed 30 children with it. It's yours now. Merry Christmas from your Uncle Ben.
Here's some rice.
Oh, you crazy old wizard.
Oh, man.
It's your father's laser sword.
Your father's lightsaber.
Yeah.
The weapon of a Jedi.
Stabs 3PO right in the face.
Exactly. You've seen that meme that's like, most powerful weapon in the galaxy points directly at face.
Yep. Yep. Always looks flat for some reason in this scene.
Excuse me. Yeah, I think that's because... in this movie, the lightsaber effects, if you watch the original cut, with like the original effects and everything, it looks like white instead of blue.
Yes, I know.
It's because they originally, so you probably know this, they originally had intended for the lightsabers to be, they weren't going to do any kind of after post-processing effect. They were just going to have them be made out of movie screen material.
Right.
And they were going to shine a bright light on it and have that reflect off of it, and that would make the glow effect.
Right.
But it didn't give them the effect they really wanted, so then they painted over it rotoscoping and made them blue and red and everything else. And then in the movies after that, they, you know, went to it with that in mind. But when they did this movie, they were still shooting them with that
the light paper,
that material on it, so that it would reflect. So it looks really weird and flat because that wasn't how they were intending to do it, and because it was their first time doing it, honestly, so they hadn't quite perfected the look that we now know.
Right. Sorry. 77.
And it looks like, you know, even in the Blu-ray cut here, they haven't really completely redone it to look exactly like it looks in the newer films.
I agree. Yeah. I think the blue is much more pronounced in those Blu-ray than it is anywhere else.
Yeah. Oh, this speech. It's so funny to me that Carrie Fisher still knows the speech by heart.
I know. I think it's also funny that she has a British accent sometimes and not other times. Although someone pointed out, I can't remember if it was in like a book or it was a fan theory or something like that, but it's like she only speaks in like her British accent when she's doing diplomatic-y
things. She's being a princess, when she's doing
being a princess. So it's like the voice she puts on. And it,
I know you're going to say.
Amidala does it,
too.
Yeah,
she does. Pam does it, too.
So it's like this like mother-daughter-y thing. That kind they, of. This weird but mother-daughter like, thing.
I guess she does it less. You know, in both cases, I think they do it less as their respective trilogies go on.
Yeah.
By the end of by episode 3, Padme has kind of stopped doing it, even when she's talking like to other senators or whatever.
Yeah, but she's not the queen anymore.
She's not.
She only does it when she's the queen.
That's true. Okay, yeah, that's true. That's true.
Yeah.
Jar Jar Binks, I need your help.
Yes, exactly. I can't get involved. I've got moisture evaporators to and power converters to pick up.
Oh God! Think of all the power converters.
That's your uncle talking. Yeah, I don't. I don't know how I'm going to explain hanging out with you. He told me not to.
Oh man,
it's all good. I like this weird splotch that he has on his arm.
Yeah, I'm just noticing that for the first time. Actually, that like patch that he's got on his right shoulder.
Well, he's probably the same robes that.
Yeah,
he had 20 years ago.
He's held on to it for all these years.
Yeah, because see, they are raggedy and stuff. Yeah, they're not as clean looking as the...
It is true.
He had us moving fast towards that Star Destroyer.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that Death Star. I should have worn my Death Star t-shirt. Missed opportunity.
That's okay.
I always liked this scene. Even when I was little, there's something about this meeting that I really quite enjoy. I don't...
Oh, what's the name of the Admiral wearing all white, not in this shot? Well, I guess he's not there anymore. Oh, he's the guy from sitting just right across.
Where
Vader and Tarkin are walking right now.
I see him.
That is the guy who is the Admiral in the Clone Wars series. That's him. Not Admiral Mani, not. Oh, what is his name? Okay, I'm going to use my one lookup.
Okay, yeah, I don't know what you're talking about. Do you think Peter Cushing's wearing slippers right now?
Okay, apparently that was debunked, though. He wasn't, like, wearing, like, pink bunny slippers or anything like that. That's what the rumor is, and there's photos of it where he's wearing, like, these fuzzy slippers on set.
Right.
He was wearing them
because I guess a lot of them, they were like booties that they were wearing so they wouldn't scuff the floor.
Yeah, that's right.
But
yeah.
But the rumor was like, oh, he liked to wear slippers on set because he was like a, you know, like crazy old man and just wanted to be comfortable.
I just heard the boots were uncomfortable. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, either way, it doesn't really matter. I dislike Vader's red eyes very much. Like, I like that they did away with them for the other two films.
Semi-transparent reddish.
Yeah, eye. Like they're not red enough.
Yularen, Admiral Yularen.
Okay.
He's in the Clone Wars, and he's like the commander of Anakin's fleet. Like,
okay. Oh yeah,
and he's played by Tom Kane, who also voices Yoda, who was also like the announcer on the show.
Yep.
And that's him, and you can see that they modeled him to look.
That's cool. I've never noticed that before.
In the show, they modeled him to look like this guy.
That's cool. Do you think they just pointed him out and they were like, the dude in the white?
I think so, actually. I think they were probably just like, yeah, that's him. And I don't know if he had a name already or if they gave him a name for the show, but Admiral Yularen is his name.
That's cool.
Fun fact, some continuity there from
the Clone Wars. I have to finish the Clone Wars. I have not finished
those
yet.
So do I. I have like one season left, and I just kind of.
One season more.
But now that it's on Netflix, I really feel like I need to. Do that before it's gone. I hope it's still on there.
It's still there.
Okay, good.
Because it's in my list. You're lying, Obi-Wan. No stormtrooper is that precise.
Yeah.
Shut up. He's just making stuff up. No, I'm glad he's dead. Oh, yeah, no, I'm just kidding. Yeah. No Spoiler Imperial stormtroopers. Okay, so if stormtroopers are that precise,
yeah,
sand people have to be terrible shots. Yeah. But they're able to pin off a speeding pod racer. So explain that to me.
You know, some mysteries the galaxy can't even explain.
Okay,
guys, I'm just
going to
go away. I'm just going to leave you here. Bye.
Yep.
Start the funeral fire now.
It's interesting that they took it upon themselves to do that.
That is true. Well, I could see, you know, Obi-Wan is very much a man of honor and duty and... I could see him thinking that they deserved a proper funeral pyre.
It's so interesting that he looks upon the charred remains of his home and his family, and he goes back, doesn't cry, doesn't shed tears, like, all right, I'm ready to go on an adventure now.
Yeah, true.
Yep. Like, I wonder what...
And this is really graphic.
It's like, incredibly graphic. It's
incredibly graphic.
But I wonder how many, like, what did they do to them? Because blasters don't do that.
Oh, no. And, like, even a fire doesn't do that.
No, that's, like, they, like, flayed them.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. They said, a wampa after them or something.
Something.
Yeah, it's very interesting. But you wonder what they were both like for him to look at them. Like, wow, they're dead.
Yeah.
All right, I got to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, this is over.
I guess that's really the pulp of it. Like, there's no time for sadness.
Yeah.
You know, that's that style. Do not grieve.
Yeah, it really is Flash Gordon. You know, like, on to the next thing.
This thing, I always liked this thing.
This thing was
I love this thing and the low-tech hypodermic needle on the side.
I
so
know.
Funny.
And that shot
with,
is,
like, the company's name on the side of
and
it.
That is such a 70s horror film shot, like, with the pulling focus like that.
Yep.
On the needle.
I agree.
As you zoom in, so, like, 70s horror. Yeah. So good.
Just burn corpses everywhere I go now.
Yeah, exactly. Mmm, yeah. Burning flesh. The smell of burning flesh everywhere. Yeah.
I wonder what burning Jabba flesh smells like,
though. I don't want to know.
It smells like barbecue.
3PO, just drop that body.
Just drop it, please. 3PO's kind of strong. Look at that.
Yeah, I know.
Well, my job's done.
And that goes right up in flames.
Yep.
They're apparently very flammable, those Jawas.
Well, they clean themselves in gasoline.
He does, yeah, right. He doesn't even question how Obi-Wan knows exactly what happened at his home.
Oh my God, that's so true. He's just like, I trust this crazy. So
nothing
he's got
he could have done.
He's clearly has a very strong relationship with Obi-Wan.
Yeah. Well, I don't get the sense that they're super familiar.
Yeah, but he's like, he's got to know him well enough to trust him when he says stuff like that already.
Maybe. I kind of think it's the pulp thing again, where it's like, oh, okay, older sage man. Like, I trust you because you're older and I'm
got supposed, it.
Yeah. I think it's kind of that
got
thing.
It. Punk. Yeah.
This sequence got a little too busy for me. But it is cool that it...
I like this shot right here. That's a, that was a nice pull away.
Yeah. It's just... I mean, I like that it reminds me of episode one, and so there's some continuity there.
Well, they're not in the same place, though.
No, they're not. That was Mos Espa. This is Mos Eisley. But it looks like the same Tatooine. You know what I mean?
Yes.
It's a different town, a different area, but it looks
yeah,
like...
Yeah, this is the busy part. Like, what's the point?
Yeah.
Like, that's just too much.
Well, that thing walking by was to hide the fact that there's a jump cut.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's a cut between scenes, and so they masked it by... having that thing walk by on the screen, and then by the time it's gone, it's...
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That makes me feel better about it.
Admittedly, kind of an inelegant way of doing that, but...
It's all good.
Yeah.
Now, do you think Obi-Wan needs to move his hand?
I guess not. Well, or, every time they do it, they've moved their hand. I don't know if they need to. I think that's more for us to know that they're doing it, you know?
Yeah.
Like credits will do fine.
Yeah.
No, they won't. What, do you think you're some kind of Jedi waving your hand around like that?
No one can kill a Jedi. Disgusting creatures. Get out of here. Go on.
So, to be clear, you don't serve droids, like, you don't serve their kind here, but Jawas, disgusting, gross, you know, just unscrupulous Jawas, they're fine. It's the droids that are the problem. Not the droids drink or anything or need any kind of sustenance. But
yeah,
like,
that's true. I've never really thought about that.
They're the ones kick out of the bar.
Maybe he was in love with a droid and she scorned him.
You know, maybe.
No. And so that's he's
the,
just...
That's the best explanation I've heard yet.
There you go. Boom, 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 boom. Oh, I love Danny Elfman's score.
He's smoking hookah? Is that what that was?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he is.
I didn't even notice that until just now.
Huh. People always talk about... It's funny. People always talk about the bar scene as like, yeah. I've never seen anything like that when I was a kid. Like all these different creatures and all this stuff. And there's always this model for it. And for some reason, like this scene, like I was unfazed by it.
Really?
And... I saw Star Wars pretty early, but I wasn't like, wow, look at all those creatures.
Interesting. I guess I wasn't particularly like, whoa, aliens everywhere. But I don't know. It definitely is something that sticks in my mind. I don't remember being like shocked the first time I watched it, but I do remember it.
Right. Well, yeah, of course I remember it, but it like people talk about it like shocking them. Mm. And it just doesn't shock me.
For years, I always said like, I heartily agree. Because 3PO just said it now. Also, there's two guys just straight up in spacesuits. Like, did you see that?
There are a couple.
Like,
yeah.
Like Mercury, like NASA Mercury era.
Yep,
like
I did notice. Spacesuits. Yep. I did notice.
Yeah.
So funny.
And this is even less intricate than Lucas wanted it to be.
Really?
Hammerhead. Yeah, he had visions of like even more aliens, but they just couldn't build them all.
There are a lot of aliens in this bar.
There are, but he pictured more. They did reinsert. They inserted some
butt face
for the butt face. It's butt for say. No, sorry. he doesn't like you. I always think of the robot.
No, no, I didn't say that. Yeah,
I love your hair. Where do you get it done? If you haven't seen the Robot Chicken Star Wars specials or the Family Guy Star Wars specials.
You gotta watch them.
I've only seen the first two Star Wars Family Guy ones. I haven't seen the third one. I have them. I have the DVDs. I need to watch them. There's like this glint in Obi-Wan's eye. I don't know if it's a reflection or what.
He's just malicious.
Yeah, when he wields a lightsaber.
It's probably maybe the first time that he's done it in a long time.
Yeah. And they all just go back to...
Well, that's what they're used to.
Yeah.
They might not be used to the weapon, per se, but they're certainly used to somebody.
They don't react when Han shoots Greedo, either, so.
No, the bartender isn't either. He's like, thanks for paying for
Sorry
it.
Sorry about the mess.
Chewbacca here. Oh, more
Chewbacca here.
Look at all that. What's that thing called, the big lizard thingy?
I don't remember what those are. And I already used my lookup for Admiral Yularen, so.
Boom, 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 boom,
they're not,
boom,
they're not
boom.
Banthas.
At this point, aren't we on? Dun, dun,
dun, yeah, we are. He was 36 when he played this part.
I know.
So Sibin always says, like, oh, they're too old to play this part. And people always like, Han, like, Harrison Ford was 36
yeah.
when he played that.
12 parsecs. Parsecs are not a unit of time. Sorry.
No, it doesn't matter. They are in this galaxy.
Yes, they are.
Doesn't matter.
I want to see that in the Han Solo.
Solo movie.
Yeah, standalone movie that we are rumored to be.
No, it's just going to be like the pod race scene all over again.
I want to see him do it in 12 parsecs. Or I want to see how he gets the Falcon from Lando.
Yeah, see, I don't want to see that either. I want to see something. You know what's so funny? The Han Solo movie, I doesn't...
You're not very excited about it, are you?
Not very excited yeah. about it.
I mean, I'm not as excited about it as other people are. I've been always been more of a Luke guy than a Han guy. No dislike for Han, but I always identified more with Luke.
Yeah, me too. Well, that's that kind of idea. You're supposed to identify with Luke, but you're supposed to, like, want to be Han.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't know. I'm just... But that's a movie that is like, I don't really care how Han Solo got where he is right now. He is what he is yeah. at that moment. And I don't need to see him. I don't need to see him become this swaggering machine that he is.
Swaggering machine.
Yeah.
Swag machine. Swagotron.
Mm-hmm.
Swagomatic. Swagotron.
Yeah. Swagotron. Yeah. 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 So I'm not overly interested in. I'll of course see it, but yeah. it just doesn't hit a mark for me the same way.
If you were making a Star Wars standalone film about a certain character or group of characters or a certain period in Star Wars, history, what would it be?
Obi-Wan. Okay. Obi-Wan. That's Kenobi.
He is your favorite, isn't he?
Yeah, I love Obi-Wan.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can't go wrong. All six films, Obi-Wan. Yeah, I would like to see. I would like to see an Obi-Wan. I'd like to see that Uncle Owen Obi-Wan team up film.
Okay, yeah, you could say that. Yeah,
let me think. That's a good question. What would I like to see in a Star Wars spinoff movie? I would like to see a sidequel. I wouldn't mind seeing a sidequel, which is when something else is taking place at the same time.
So like in parallel with the events of...
Well, parallel with the events of there's a book. I think it's just called The Death Star. I can't remember now. But it takes place as a sidequel to this film, in which it's about the building of the Death Star, and then the crew that's okay. on it as they try to escape as the rebels are attacking it.
Interesting.
It's very interesting. It's a very interesting book. Huh. And you get to finally see the cafeteria and all that stuff.
I have three words.
Han shot first.
Han shot first.
Yeah, I don't care. I've never seen him shoot first.
Well, that's because in this version, he doesn't.
No, but I've literally never seen the version where he shoots first.
Oh, that's so sad.
I've never seen
it. You must have. When we were growing up, that was the only version there was.
That's not true.
Yeah.
Not the one I saw.
Well, when we were growing up, that was the only version. And the version that existed before 2000... No, before 1997.
Also, I guess I have seen Han shoot first.
You saw the movie before 1997, then you saw Han shoot first because Han only shot in that version. Greedo didn't shoot at all.
Right.
Until 97. And then there's been tweaking of it ever since. And in this version, it's like they almost shoot at the same time.
Right.
In the Blu-ray version, I mean.
But it's like, how the hell do you miss? That's what, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I get the, you don't want to make him as sinister because he shot first or blah, blah, blah. Like, whatever. Boo-hoo. It doesn't affect me the same way. Maybe that's because I like Han Solo, but I don't
Han Solo to pull that. I expect that.
To shoot, yeah.
Yes. Yes, he's supposed to be a good guy and, whatever. But, I expect that from him.
I like this robot.
Yeah.
In the right corner.
Yeah. I've never noticed him before.
That's cool. He kind of always has a kabuki mask.
I was going to say, yeah. Or a Fu Manchu kind of mustache.
That's interesting. It's very interesting design.
Yeah, it is.
I'm still thinking about the Star Wars spinoff
Greedo
question.
Walking around or a Rodian also wearing a vest.
Yup. Now, if you're talking spinoff film.
Yeah.
What are we restricting ourselves to? No time between Jedi and Force Awakens. So that, You know what I mean?
Well, if you do that, I don't think there's any restrictions, first of all. No, I don't think there's any restrictions as far as they are concerned. But why do all the Rodians wear this? Is there a Rodian uniform? What is this?
Probably. Yes. I'm going to say yes, there is.
So this bothers me because it didn't make sense to reinsert this scene into the film.
And they just kept doing it?
Well, yeah, and it's been back in since 97, but it didn't make sense to put this scene back in the film because they have the same conversation he just had with Greedo.
Yes.
Same conversation, some of the same lines. But it's interesting, if you watch the side on YouTube, there's a side-by-side comparison of what Greedo looked like, what Jabba looked like when they reinserted him in 97.
Right.
Versus
now.
And it's such a stark contrast. Like the CG of Jabba in 97 was terrible.
Yeah.
Awful.
Well, it was the period in which we thought we could do things in CG and we can't.
But like really all we could do was Toy Story. It's like, oh, we can do this movie because it's about plastic objects.
Right, exactly.
And so it's okay if they look like plastic.
Yeah. This really seems, and then, yeah, it really doesn't serve.
Boba.
It doesn't serve a purpose.
No, it doesn't. It made more sense to have it out. It's cool to have it back in as an Easter egg.
Well, I like the reveal of Jabba in, like, you build to this, you know, giant slug monster.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, also having him be that mobile kind of doesn't jive with Jedi.
No, it doesn't. Like, what happened? I want to see that spinoff movie. What happened to you?
Yeah.
What happened to Jabba?
He just ate too many.
Why is he so immobile now?
He just ate too much.
Now, let me think. I'm still trying to think of a spinoff film.
Salacious Crumb. The Untold Story.
No. No. I would like to see. I would love to see a Mon Mothra spinoff. Of, like, building the rebellion.
That's interesting.
I would love to see that.
See all the Boffins die.
Yep. I would love to see early Vader hunting down Jedi that escaped Order 66.
What's the name of that novel that's, like, that is that? Is it Rise Lord Vader or, like?
Yes.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I think there's a couple of them.
Yeah, but it's like the one that takes place immediately after the end.
I know what you're talking about. I don't... I think I started to read it. I don't think I ever finished it.
I borrowed it from you. I don't know if maybe you didn't finish it or whatever, but when it came out, you bought it and I borrowed it from you for like a summer.
I know exactly which one you're talking about.
Yeah.
Can't remember what it's called though. Too bad. Okay. I already used my lookup.
Yeah, me too. That's all right. Anyway, people will please email us and let us know.
Yeah. I think this is story about episodes, I'm pretty sure it's episode 7, where it's like somebody, I think it was like John Boyega, asked Harrison Ford, like, about flying the Millennium Falcon, like, you know, do you have any, you know, special, you know, thoughts, or
did you ever imagine, like, this control meaning this thing, or that control meaning that thing?
And he's like, it's fake, kid.
Let's make it all up.
It's a movie. Yeah. But, I mean, he is a pilot, so it would, like, maybe he has a natural inclination for that, even if it is just a film. I don't know. So what about you? What spinoff movies would you like to see?
I wouldn't mind seeing Han and Leia movie, like between episodes 6 and 7.
Oh, yeah, see, I was trying to avoid stuff like that because it would jar me to see different actors playing those parts.
Well, yeah, I should think practically. I'm thinking like in an ideal world, like we could just have them pull a Michael Douglas in Ant-Man and just look the, you know, de-age them.
I guess you could, but they wouldn't. But you could. No, they wouldn't. They would sound different. Michael Douglas sounds the same.
Yeah,
it's different.
That's true. Yeah, I don't know. I would like to see.
She's so short.
I know, she's so tiny. Or her Star Puffs. You know they're called Star Puffs.
That's
a weird name. Sounds like a pastry.
Star Puffs.
Star Puffs.
Could you do some Star Puffs?
Star Puff Marshmallow Man. I would like to see a Palpatine movie based on the Plagueis novel.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't mind seeing that.
Yep. Loosely based on it.
Yeah. I would like to see that. We won't, but I would like
to. We won't,
yeah.
But I would see it.
I wouldn't mind seeing, like, an Age of the Old Republic movie, like, Jedi in their heyday when they weren't, like, KOTOR. Getting corrupted or anything like that.
Yeah, like, yeah. Like, classical Jedi, like, Jedi in their heyday.
Yeah.
Yeah. A Mace Windu film would be awesome. A Yoda film. Yoda Man Now Dog. What about a Darth Tyrannus film?
I would really like a young Darth, like his fall from the Jedi.
Yeah.
Clarify some points in episode 2.
Yeah.
That would be cool. I'd watch that too. Let's be honest. I'd watch all of them.
R.I.P.
See, but I watch Star Wars mostly for the Jedi and the Sith. Yeah. So films that necessarily don't involve those things don't interest me as much.
Yeah.
So
that's why you're less interested in a Han Solo film. But what about like Rogue One?
Rogue One intrigues me because it ties directly to the beginning of episode 4.
Okay.
It's about, you know, the plans to steal the Death Star. It's a heist film in Star Wars, which intrigues me. I want to see the Both and Spy steal the second Death Star plans. I want to see Shadows of the Empire movies. What I want to see.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Trilogy.
Bye.
I like how they use the same shots of like the countdown to destroy Alderaan. They use them again.
Yep.
For the end of the movie.
Oh no! Millions of oysters are dead.
Millions of oysters.
Millions of oysters cried out in terror. That's interesting. Yeah, I would try to avoid spinoff movies where you'd have to bring in the original cast. But I would love to see Judi Dench play Mon Mothma.
Oh, that would be brilliant.
Yeah. She won't because she's practically retired now. But it would have been cool. Yeah. And I also don't want to talk in like a young Judi Dench doing that would have been cool. But like we're like past that point. Can't do that. So I don't know. Yeah, I guess those are my choices, I guess. But I don't know if I'd like, I just said this about Jedi, but I feel like Yoda works best as a side character, not as a main character.
I can see that.
And so I don't know if I'd enjoy watching a whole movie with somebody speaking slightly backwards.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's a lot of stuff in there. Good old Wookiees pulling arms off of people.
That's what they do.
Now, I can understand C-3PO not wanting to have his arms pulled off, but he doesn't feel pain. I would assume.
This is true. But maybe it's more of an inconvenience for him than anything else.
Yeah, I would assume so. Luke, your lightsaber's a different color than it was in my house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The goat? The remote.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the remote. Sorry, sir.
Partially, but it also obeys your commands. Just like I like how you can see the chess pieces moving in the background. That's what's one of the best parts about Star Wars.
Yeah.
Is there's always something going on in the periphery.
Yeah.
You know, feels like a real world.
Yes.
As opposed to, you know, it just feels lived in.
Yes, it feels lived in. Yes, that's a good way of putting it. Yeah. It feels lived in. There's always something going on. What the action we're following is never the only thing happening.
Right, exactly.
It's not like the world exists for the characters that we are following and the events we're following. There's other stuff happening around them. Now, why would Han just happen to have this helmet around that has his flash shield down?
With a penis on the top left corner.
Also that, but...
Yep, never noticed that before.
Nope. Now I'll never unnotice it.
Yeah, thanks. You're welcome.
But do you know what I mean? Like,
oh, both corners.
Why does that exist?
Maybe for Han to take. Well, why do they have that little droid to take shots?
Yeah.
Is that Obi-Wan's?
Target practice?
I guess.
I don't know.
So maybe that's Obi-Wan's helmet.
Yeah. But it was hanging up in the, I don't know.
Maybe he hung it there.
Maybe he did.
Maybe you're not supposed to ask questions to which you already know the answers.
I suppose.
But you don't know the answer.
I guess I should search my feelings. I know it to be true.
Yep. You're coming up on some Alderaan.
Looking for love in Alderaan places.
Alderaan places. It's the most excited Obi-Wan is the whole movie.
Yeah.
That's good.
That's good.
He's like happy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wonder what that big ball is in the middle of the table.
I like to think that it's a video conferencing, hologram conferencing camera thing. I don't know.
Props.
Or it's like a really weird, like, it's like the equivalent of like a flower pot in Star Wars Galaxy. I'm joking.
Could be. Could be. I like that you could tell Vader was talking.
Yeah.
But no sound. What if what Vader does on his time off on the Death Star? I want to watch that movie. He's just like
Vader's day off.
He's literally standing in the conference room while Tarkin's doing work. Not, they're not talking to one another. He's just standing there twiddling his thumbs. I don't know.
Destroyed by the Empire.
Yeah, is it? No. 1,000 ships with more firepower than I've ever seen. See, well, hon, you haven't seen everything in the galaxy.
You haven't seen everything, babe. Yeah, I think it's really funny how Obi-Wan, not funny, but Obi-Wan knows, like, he has some concept of the Death Star, right? Like, he knows that the Death Star, I think he must be familiar on some level that there was going to be a space station of this magnitude. And that's how he's like, oh, they blew it away with that thing they were building.
Oh, that's interesting. So I mean, he's been like,
I don't know how much he knew, right? Because like, we never saw him looking at the plans or anything. The only time we saw the plans was seeing, like, he's realizing that's no moon space station. No, how does he know that? Because
he's searching his feelings.
He's searching his feelings. He never saw the plans that that Dooku had in episode 2. But I think that he, yes, using the Force, he must know on some level that there is something going on. And it becomes very clear to him very quickly when he sees it. He's like, wait a second, yep, that's what that is. Also, I just want to point out that the headset that Chewie is wearing right now is like exactly the same headset I used to take conference calls at my work.
Really?
Yeah, pretty much.
You mean you bought it off of, like, Peter Mayhew?
Yeah, I did.
Dude, if you're going to buy stuff from Peter, I want in.
What? No, I mean, it's a USB headset from 77.
Well, I have USB. Okay, this is totally off topic and not Star Wars related at all, but kind of Star Wars related because it's cool technology. There was a guy who lost his finger in an accident and invented a prosthetic finger for himself.
Okay.
That's a USB drive.
Oh, I heard about this week.
Yeah, isn't that awesome?
Yes.
Yeah, so he could plug in his finger and hold like 2 gigs of storage.
Yeah, like where his fingernail would be is a USB drive.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He can like take off the little cap and it's a USB drive.
Yeah.
And he could take off the finger. If someone needs to borrow a USB drive, he could take off his finger and give it to him.
It's so cool.
Isn't that cool?
It's so cool.
That's so Star Wars.
I want a mouse droid.
Luke Skywalker. I thought you were going to say you wanted a USB finger.
Well, no, I like my fingers where they are, but yeah.
That's cool. That's cool. I'm pumped about Star Wars.
Yeah. So, okay, so they decide not to execute Leia because she may be of some use to us. I kind of forget that line.
That
they decide, actually don't terminate her, because he said terminate her immediately. And then
Vader's the one that's like, hold off there,
right,
Grand Moffy Moff.
I always forget that he's telling Moffy Moff to hang on because I don't know, I just I never remember that. So now I think I'll remember that line. This is the most disciplined we ever see these stormtroopers.
That's not true.
Well,
when the Emperor arrives in Jedi,
I guess. I just think of them as being big doofuses all the time.
There's a lot of big stuff there.
Yeah.
I like these compartments. Like, wouldn't they notice that they're hollow when they walk over them?
Yeah.
But I will say that I love how scuffed the ship is.
Yes,
like how
it looks
like
very
the exposed panel.
Yes.
For a guy who loves his ship, man, he does not take care of it well.
Well, it's a hunk of junk, you know?
Yeah.
What a piece of junk.
Yeah.
It's a lovable piece of junk.
I always found that when I was a kid that a logical end of this film is them escaping the Death Star. Like, you could technically end it there as a cliffhanger.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
And have the Death Star be the looming
menace. Instead of coming back to it and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's because, like, kids, you watch a movie for an hour, and you're like, this was the longest day of my life, you know, but...
Yeah. No, but I know what you mean. Oh, look, it's those. It's the thing from Portal.
No.
Companion Cube.
George Lucas was ahead of his time.
Way ahead of his time.
Yeah. I wonder how, like, how bad it really is to see in those helmets. Can't be terrible.
Is, like, I mean,
those eyepieces are pretty big.
Yeah. I wonder how clear they are, if they're like sunglasses or if they're like hard to see through.
I wonder. I would assume that they're sunglasses.
Yeah. DK421, why aren't you at your
post? DK421, why aren't you at your post? Dun, 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 dun.
So if you want a fun time,
call Frank at 555.
Hey, that's funny. Tweet. There is a Twitter account called @notatmypost.
Really? I want to look it up right
and
now.
And it's TK421.
Oh, that's wicked funny. It's @TK421. @notatmypost.
@notatmypost. Spelled the normal way. Not at my post. All in word. And it's TK421.
At? Nope, that's not. Nope, I don't
I encourage our listeners to tweet it at not at my post and see what kind of response you get. Ask him why he wasn't in his post. See what he says.
I will. Hold on.
And R2 is having sweet, sweet information overload from the computer. I like how he finds the controls that control the tractor beam, but he can't turn them on or off or anything.
He hasn't updated Twitter since 2011.
Really?
Yeah.
That's sad.
Oh, and apparently...
What?
Apparently, I tweeted at him.
Oh, really?
On September 6, 2010. Here, I can show you. My old Twitter tag points at helmet.
Points at helmet.
Wow. You should give that over to somebody.
Yeah.
That I'm just amused that I knew that he existed.
Yeah.
Tweeted at him. Like, that was probably one of the last people that tweeted at him.
Yeah, that's really funny.
That's super weird.
Wow.
I always like their little, like, turtlenecky
collars. Weird, yeah, the...
It's a good thing they found stormtroopers their size.
Yeah. Even though Luke's a little short for a stormtrooper.
Yeah. But so, therefore, that guy was also a little short for a stormtrooper.
True.
I was with somebody. There was a stand-up of a stormtrooper, and I said, hey, he's a little short. And the person didn't get it.
I was
so mad.
That's sad.
They're no longer my friend.
Well, that's even sadder for them.
Yeah, well, whatever. That's not true. They're still my friend. Yeah.
They're listening.
I'm afraid she's scheduled to be terminated. Okay, if she's scheduled to be terminated, why? Because she's supposed to be of use to them.
Yes, but they haven't maybe updated it in the system yet where she's not going to be terminated after all.
Well, that seems to...
Or she's still going to be terminated, but they're just holding off on it for now.
That's a terrible idea.
Well, no one ever said they were smart.
That's true. That's probably true. That's why they fell. Well, we'll see. Allegedly.
We'll see what happens.
That's true. Well, everyone's always said, it's interesting, because everyone has always said, just because the Emperor's dead doesn't mean that the Empire's gone.
Well, the Empire is gone.
No, but it's not.
But it is.
But it's not.
Well, we'll see.
Killing the Emperor does not... There's a lot of people who hold a lot of power.
That. No, no. I know that, practically speaking, like, yes, if that wouldn't be the end of an empire. But we have always been told, and, like, that was... In any lore that's come after that, that was
yeah,
the end of the
no,
empire.
Which no longer counts.
Which no longer counts, but, well.
Which no longer counts.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
They did say, like, if you read anything about what's coming in episode 7, it's that, like.
No, I know. Don't say, because I don't know if anyone who's listening doesn't want to know, but okay. I know what you're talking about. I know okay. The rumors you're talking about. Yes.
Okay. Okay. I won't say anything, but is this a rumor to say that, like, well, Marvel's doing a comic that's supposed to take place directly after Jedi, and they're the one that Marvel has the comic that's
Yeah.
Like, this is the immediate.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
What happens after
okay.
Jedi.
Okay. Yeah. That's been published. That's, I think that's what
yeah,
you
so
said.
Yeah. That's, yeah. So that's, so can I talk about that?
Yeah. I think so.
Okay. So.
Sorry. I thought you meant something else.
No. I don't actually know what you're talking about.
Oh, okay.
So, so Marvel said that the Emperor is dead and there are all these Grand Moffs trying to vie for control of the throne. And that's like the immediate following to Jedi.
Yes.
So technically then that the Empire is not dead. Hey, I think that Admiral that just walked by with the Clone Wars. I think I just saw it. Yeah.
Nice.
That's cool. On another topic.
Yeah.
What do you think of Chewie's mustache?
You know, I didn't notice it for a long time.
Me either. But now that I know it's there, it's all I see.
It's hard to not see it now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
I can't unsee his stash.
Right.
That's okay. Like just Obi-Wan hiding behind a pillar. She's like, I'm not here.
You don't see me. And he falls for it. He just keeps walking. He's like, I think
he knows. Anyway. I think he wants to see what he's doing.
I think that Obi-Wan is so strong in the Force that he's able to sort of like, you know.
But he's not stronger than Vader.
I think he is. He loses the battle, but I think he's still
he still has human error.
Yeah.
So he like his error might be greater, but I don't think he's stronger in the Force than Obi-Wan.
Okay, that's debatable, I guess. But
otherwise, Obi-Wan would be the chosen one.
Okay. You're right.
He has a midichlorian count high. Yeah.
You're right.
If you bring the science of Star Wars into it,
you're right.
Yeah. I always love when Chewie throws people.
Yes.
It's some of my favorite. Well, that was a lot of, I don't know what's happening. What's happening?
Smoke and fire and loud noises.
Yes. I don't know what. Whoa, that guy got shot like 4 times. I've never seen that before. Oh, he just got massacred.
Chewie is like the Rambo of the Star Wars galaxy.
Ah, he is like the Rambo of the Star Wars galaxy.
Just shooting him up.
That's how they knew that these stormtroopers weren't real. Look how precise they are.
They shot those cameras exactly in the right spot.
Mm-hmm.
Who is this? What's your operating number?
It's boring conversation anyway.
Love that. Can't wait for that. That's one of my favorite. This I made me laugh everything. Every time. I mean, situation normal.
I had a swipe. Blah, blah, blah.
I feel like Harrison Ford is like doing a Paul Lind impersonation here.
We're
all fine here. Thank you.
Thank you.
How are you? Paul Lind.
He's just pulling that out of his butt. Like, oh, we've had a reactor leak. They're like, there's no reactor up there. What the hell are you talking about?
Large leak. Very dangerous.
Yep. Boom.
Boom.
Boring conversation anyway.
Luke, we're going to have company. I love that meme.
Good company.
I love that meme where it's Luke and Han like in the like they superimpose their faces onto like people cooking in a kitchen.
Oh, I
know we're gonna have company.
I love that meme. It's so funny.
So great. She's so sassy.
That's the moment where everybody fell in love with.
I fell in love with her completely.
Yeah, at that very moment.
Hook, line, and sinker. Love.
You're who? I'm here with Ben. Now, why does she know him as Ben Kenobi? She should know him as Obi-Wan Kenobi.
That's a good one.
Right.
See, it's things like that that always made me think that at some point in the prequels we would see him be called Ben at some point towards the end, that maybe that would be like another nickname for him or something like that that would be said once maybe and never again, and then it would pick up again in the classic trilogy.
Right.
But it never happened. We never heard it once in any of the
because
prequels.
She calls him Obi-Wan in the recording.
General Kenobi, Obi-Wan Kenobi, yep.
Yeah.
She calls him both of those, but she never calls him Ben in that. Here, she calls him Ben.
She calls him Ben.
When
and
Luke
she,
says
like,
it.
Freaks out.
But maybe she just recognizes, like, he's, you know, that must be Obi-Wan. Maybe that's what she's...
I guess.
She beats it back, but she...
I would love it if she saw him and you're like, oh no,
you're not Obi-Wan.
You're not Ben.
Oh.
You're Obi-Wan, which is great, but you're not Ben Kenobi.
Yeah, I mean, even better, but still.
What? The Ben Kenobi I knew is a lot younger than you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, the guy who
falls through the hole. Man down.
And they don't pull him out of the door. They step on him to get through. The worst friends ever. I feel like there really should be 2 ways to get out of this place. I didn't design the Death Star. I don't know. If they took off their helmets, they'd shoot them, no problem. But, hey, that's... Now, see, when every time they update Star Wars, I always think that they're going to, like, change the graphics on the computer screens to make it more futuristic.
They don't really.
No, but they should.
Well, yes and no. Like, they update some things here and there, very, very minor stuff, but not a whole lot. Like the look through Luke's viewfinder that we saw before, we were arguing about, that is updated.
Is it?
A little bit. It's just made to look a little more digital, but it's basically the same look, more or less.
Oh.
But I think they want it to have the same general look that, the same general look that...
As
it had originally, you know, for some continuity. There's a look that the computer readouts have in the Star Wars universe that they want to keep consistent.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
That's good. What if they... I always thought about this, like, one, how did he turn around and fall like that?
That's true.
But two, he dived in, so... But
incredible smell you've discovered.
Yeah. When I was a kid, I kind of wanted to hang out in there.
Yeah,
it looked kind of fun. Climbing on all the stuff doesn't look that dirty.
Every scene is iconic
in this film.
You know, yeah.
Yes.
Every scene is iconic. I'm like, oh man, yeah. The Luke, we're gonna have company scene. Oh man, the trash compactor. Like, it's all iconic. All of it.
Yep. And I think that's the power of this movie. So you look over those little inconsistencies, like. She should know him as Obi-Wan and not Ben.
Yeah, the way that he just fell or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, none of that matters.
No, well, I mean, I know a lot of modern movies that make bigger mistakes than the ones that I'm pointing out.
Yeah,
still.
Yeah, exactly.
I've just seen it so many times that, you know.
Now these things could jump out to you because you're looking past the stuff you've already seen and you're just looking
for something new, right?
Yeah.
I always wanted to know, though, how deep is this thing?
True, because they're standing up, but maybe they're standing on trash, I guess. So how deep is it really?
Yeah. Because
how deep is this chute? How deep is this chute?
Because he goes under. That's gross.
Yeah, he goes down.
And why is that in there? What's it doing?
I don't know.
The place smell.
I don't know.
That's
the same,
what it's doing.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I don't know why that any of that stuff would smell. So obviously
True.
It's the monster that's making it smell.
Dun, da, da, dun.
Bum, bum, bum. Bum, bum, bum. Bum, 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 bum.
Yeah, this, it's just, this is classic. This is classic. And then they shoot it, and he goes back under. And then the thing that always confuses me, and maybe I'm going to realize what, maybe I'll realize why I'm confused about it, but I feel like he pops back up and the monster just goes away and that's it.
Well, then the walls start closing
yes,
in.
Yes, yes. Oh,
the
yeah.
The walls start closing in.
Yeah, there you go. So he just lets him go, but I guess that's why, because the walls are closing in and he knows
it's
going to happen.
Maybe it signals something.
Yeah.
It senses that the walls are closing.
Yep, so it's like, oh, I'm getting out of here. Bye.
Yeah. And so it must be able to travel. Yeah, because see, it immediately starts.
Yep.
First, I got a bad feeling about this.
That's right, the very first. First of many.
I wonder why that became such like an iconic thing.
I don't know if it was just a fan reaction or if that was just, I guess that is really, maybe that's just a Lucas thing though, isn't it? Because isn't it in Indiana Jones too?
Is it? I didn't know that.
I want to say he says it in Raiders or one of them.
Oh, I don't know. I just watched them too. But I've heard it in other stuff, so I don't like listen for it per
yeah.
se.
I mean, it's in every Star Wars film, I think.
Yes, it's definitely in every Star Wars film.
Yeah.
But I always wonder, like, the moment when it was like, oh, this will be a thing. I wonder if they did it unintentionally for three films, and then it became a thing, and they were like, oh, here we go, my favorite moment. Boink! Yep. I love it when he adjusts his helmet.
Yep.
It's my favorite.
Yeah, I knew that. I did that on purpose.
Nobody calls attention to it.
Nope.
Because they're all friends. I like that.
You hurried, you might catch them.
I guess droids could be the most Could be your best version of a spy or incognito, because nobody's going to pay them any attention.
They're going to look, yeah, they're going to overlook them.
My theory is that the droid standing guard is the one that hit his head, and he doesn't want to go back under for fear of hitting his head again. So that's why he stands guard.
That's really funny.
Mm-hmm.
Over in the circuits, my counterpart here.
I'd like to take him down to maintenance. No.
All right.
I hate droids.
We don't serve your kind here.
Yeah.
In maintenance.
It's the only ill will towards droids, too.
Yeah, it's true. Moment. You know, yeah, you would think that that would be the first of like a, you know, like a prejudice, like a trend of prejudice that's like the first version of it that we see. But no, that's the only place that they don't let droids anywhere.
Yep. It's the only thing that ever comes close to it is Obi-Wan saying in episode 2 that he says if droids could think, there'd be none of us here or something like that.
What about in episode 2 when he goes to the cantina? Like, where are we going, Master? For a drink. Are there droids in that cantina? I wonder.
I've honestly never noticed.
I haven't noticed either. I haven't thought to look.
I think so.
I don't know. I can't remember there being droids there, but I wouldn't be surprised if there was, you know, some.
You
extras.
Watch this. I'm going to watch that scene. Yeah. I could, actually. I have
Use
it on my phone.
Comlink.
Yeah.
Nah, don't do it. Don't bother.
Don't bother.
I always wanted a comlink. Like that, the comlink that 3BO has, I always wanted a replica of that. I always thought it'd be cool.
Yeah, I know. I always wanted stuff like that, too. But I guess we'll just have to settle for our mini personalized computers that we keep in our pockets.
Oh, you mean our tricorders?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Tricorders.
Sorry to cross the streams and bring in Trek, but
that's fine. You know, people always say that it's like sorry to cross the streams and all this stuff, but when you cross the streams, nothing bad happens.
Yeah.
So
they just kept saying don't cross the streams, but nothing
like that's
really
the part
happened.
That sticks in the consciousness, yep. But like nothing actually happens when you cross them.
It's true. It's true. It's just a thing. It's just
it's
a law.
It's just a thing. I mean, it's just a law. It's New York state law. Don't cross
the
streams.
It's just a law of the universe. Don't cross the streams.
I thought they were. Oh no, they got out right.
Yeah, they got out.
I thought they were. I was looking at you, and I turned back, and I didn't know the walls had stopped moving. But I was like, "Oh, they hugged each other. This is the first signs that they love each other."
It's like, "Oh, nope. They're just happy they lived."
Yeah, I guess that could. I could still lend.
Fine,
to this.
I guess that's a good reason.
Yeah, look at him be super acrobatic right now.
Oh yeah, not bad for an old.
It's a very strange place to put a computer.
It is, isn't it? I guess that's not really something that they're wanting people to access all the time, but it still is kind of like, let's put it way up here.
Yeah, on this ledge.
With no railing.
Whoever designed this thing.
So that when our
it's just a death trap.
Maintenance men need to come take care of things, they just die.
This thing is literally a death trap.
Yep.
Does the Star Wars writing mean anything? Like that writing?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know if there's like a translation like there is with like Klingon where he
right,
has
well,
to translate.
Yeah, long before somebody was making like actual languages to go with this stuff. So
I mean, except for like
Klingon might be the only exception.
Well, Klingon, but I think you're right where I don't think there were people who could speak Klingon yet because I don't think in the original series of Star Trek, I don't think there was like consistency with that. Where there would be with the next generation stuff, but I wonder if I mean well like there was Tolkien right because he had Elvish is like a real language
yes yeah but he was the exception
yeah
I was talking more in film besides
okay yeah
but I've never looked into Star Wars writing. I've never seen anybody try to write with it or anything like that.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a very good question. I wouldn't even know what language that was that we just saw on those controls.
I have no idea.
I don't know.
Because they sparely click.
They sparely click. The only language tongue. That I know of would be like Huttese. Because like really, whenever we hear someone speaking another language and we're being told what it is, it's always being Huttese.
Yes, that's true.
It's Greedo. It's Jabba. It's Sebulba. They all speak Huttese.
Bib Fortuna,
yeah.
Bib Fortuna.
That'd be a great like entrance music for him in a boxing ring. I don't know why Bib Fortuna.
Yeah, it would be. Yeah. I don't know why he'd be a boxing ring, but
I don't know either.
Because he's
Lobot just wears headphones and he just hears everything.
Lobot.
That's his thing.
Have you read Lobot is the like little friend servant guy of Lando, right?
The bald guy. Yeah. Like the headphones?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Have you read Lando Number One?
Yeah. Have you read it yet?
Yes, I have.
Yeah. I loved their relationship in that. I was like, it made
Lobot.
And
you did what?
It made Lobot so much better.
Great. Yes.
It's the best. I always thought when I was a kid, I always kind of assumed that Lobot was some kind of like android or something like that.
I assumed he was a DJ. DJ Lobot.
Yeah. No, I did not assume that when I was a kid.
Wait for the beat to drop. Until Lobot drops the beat.
Worst shots. They're right there. And so I thought Lobot was some kind of android because like when Lando takes his watch and he like clicks a few buttons and Lobot wakes up.
Yes.
I was always kind of under the impression that it wasn't like he was controlling him.
Yeah.
He wasn't
always got the impression that maybe he wasn't an android, but he was a cyborg.
Oh, yeah, that's what I meant. Not an android.
Okay, yeah. So, like, he is human, but he has cybernetic parts, and so, like,
he can. Lando that's how he still can, controlling him.
He can, well, not control him, but communicate.
That's what I did. Anyway.
Yeah. I always thought of it as, like, he was like, he got the message. Like,
I think that. I think that's what it is.
Yeah, I think so.
But
you used to think it was, like,
I always thought he was just controlling him.
Like a robot. He's like,
But the only time they ever really communicate with one another in that film is that moment.
Yeah.
And so that's true. Just kind of assumed that he, like, woke. Because he, like, his eyes snapped open.
That's true. Yeah.
And so. But I guess I was just wrong about that. This always bothered me, not because of the swing or anything like that, but that rope just looks like it would cut through his fingers.
Yes, he shouldn't be able to grip that.
Like, it would hurt
so much. They did that swing in one take.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
The harness that they had to wear, the stuntman did the stunt to show him how to do it, and it, like, ripped while he was doing it, and Mark Hamill was like, whoa, what's that sound I heard? And the stunt guy, like, knew they had to get the shot. And he knew that it was, like, reasonably safe, even if they fell. He was like, oh, no, I just, I split my trousers as I was going over the opening. And he was like, oh, I thought the harness broke. And he was like, Mark, I would never let you do a stunt if I didn't think it was safe. And so he did it in one take, and they got it. And he was like, good, because the harness did rip.
Wow. Would never trust a stunt. Moral of the story, never trust a stunt man.
Exactly, never trust a stunt man. First lightsaber duel.
The very, very bad lightsaber
ever
duel.
Ever put on celluloid.
Ugh, even when I was a kid before, like, big action-y scenes, I was like, oh, this fight is not.
Well, this fight is not as exciting as some of the others.
I don't think really calls him Darth. So funny.
Yeah, I know. I know. It's also, when you see the lightsabers hit each other in this movie, you can see this white dust coming off of them. Because that
really?
Was the... Yeah. Because that was the, again, the film
There's
screen
the green.
Material. Yeah. That's like the flash of lightning type. But like, when they really impact, you can't really see it in the last couple shots, but if there's a close-up, when they clash, there's like this white dust coming off, because that was like the material that the blades were made out of that we were talking about before.
That's wicked funny. I've never noticed that
before. Yeah, you look really close. Yeah. You can't see it in any of these shots now, but I saw it. I saw it a minute ago. Yeah, that's funny.
I always liked Adwan's edit of this.
Oh yeah,
where he recut it a little bit to make it go a little faster and longer.
And he added
Duel of the Fate. No, not Duel of the Fate. Yes, Battle of the Heroes.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
I never liked that he did that though with the music. I was like, respect John Williams' choices.
Well, but, John Williams didn't write. I understand, yeah, but there's no music for a reason.
Yeah.
Yeah, that I understand.
Yeah, I have such a crush on Carrie Fisher just in general.
Yeah, get in line.
Yeah.
I never really had a big crush on Carrie Fisher, though.
No.
I always
did.
Because I came to Star Wars, like, I had seen it when I was little, but I came to it later.
Yeah.
And so it just never, you know what I mean, that kind of, like, celluloid crush never really hit with
interesting.
Me. Yeah.
Come on, Artu, we're going. Past the companion cubes.
They wear a lot of white in this film. Look at all that.
I like how they're just like drawing a crowd, like, oh man, come watch this. Yeah. This place bets.
Yeah, right, exactly. He's confused. He's like, oh man, I was definitely gonna lose, so I'm glad this happened. Oh, I wonder why his body disappears.
Yeah, I I've not really heard an explanation that satisfies me on that.
Because,
Because Yoda does.
Yoda's body disappears, which is fine. That's consistent.
Yep.
But Qui-Gon's doesn't.
Right.
And if he's the one.
And Vader's doesn't either.
Oh, right. And here's the thing. If Vader was. Vader was part of the, you know, like in Sith lore for so long and all these things. But was he also learning to be one with the Force and that's why he's a Force ghost? Or do you think he died in Obi-Wan and Yoda? We're like, come with us. You gotta do this. It's so much fun.
I don't know. Is it the kind of thing that your spirit can learn to do after you die? And in that case, your body doesn't.
Well, then why wouldn't so many more Jedi do it then?
Right. I don't know.
It's such a big deal that Qui-Gon did.
I mean, to become one with the Force and then maybe only certain people are able to learn how to communicate with the living again. I don't know. I have not read enough of the novels to see any explanations or any, you know, hypothesis that would make sense to me. I know that a lot of that's all legends now. It's not
right.
Anymore,
well, even if it is just legends, I never always want to take that because I want, like, as just a, because I don't read all of that.
Yeah.
Just tell me in the film.
Yeah. I agree. I want to know in the film. That's what I consider canon is whatever is in the films. That is canon for me. So, yeah. And there's that headset that I use at work again.
I use those guns at work.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
pew pew pew.
That's an interesting.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's like this little computer module thing. Like,
yeah.
Like but just like, update it just a little.
Well,
bit.
Well, but think about. I think that's part of the charm because like think about. When we see the plans of the Death Star in Episode 2, it looks very much like that. It's like a wireframe.
No, but it looks better than that.
Not by much.
Yeah, but because it's a 3D holographic image as opposed to a flat 2D image.
But it's still like a wireframe.
It looks like the technology from Return of the Jedi. It doesn't look like from the technology from A New Hope.
Okay, maybe you're right. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's just what I mean.
But maybe in this case, it's like the...
This ship is so
this
old.
This ship is older, lower tech.
Okay, that's fine. Fine with that. But there's like, we're going to get to the plans of the Death Star.
Yeah, the second Death Star.
Yeah.
That are going to be like 3D. You're right. You're right.
Yeah.
Yep.
I understand not touching it.
Yep.
But if you're going through and trying to make it feel more timeless, that's one of the things that always sticks out to me as a product of its time.
Yeah, I agree. I guess. I just think, philosophy.
Don't get penis-y.
My philosophy, I think, on it is that less is more. Letting it be what it was, you know, like what it looked like. That is the world that they imagined is a world that has those kind of computers and whatever. So,
but they didn't have any other choice at that time. So they weren't really imagining it.
That
was their only option.
But that is the original vision. Like that is what they were able to do. That's what we got. And so I don't think we need to update every little detail. Like, okay, well now I'm going to update this and I'm going to update that. Cause then you get a different movie. Like, you know, you end up with like,
right. I agree with that. But if you are
doing it, why not do that? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Just seems strange.
Yeah.
Like if you're changing the thrusters on the back to, you know,
yeah.
You know,
I guess it really comes down to, did it bother Lucas?
You know, yeah, apparently it didn't.
Right.
Yeah.
The thrusters on the back of the Falcon not being the right color or whatever, that bothered him. He wanted it to look a certain way. But the computer, the targeting computer, that's what he wanted it to look like, or it was close enough. So he was like, yeah, we'll leave that alone, I guess.
Right. It's like inconsistent in its consistency.
Yeah. It doesn't have internal consistency. It doesn't have continuity.
Right. Yeah. And so that's maybe like, so if you didn't change anything, I wouldn't care.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think that's just what it.
But if you're changing stuff, want to change that. My reason that I'm going to my headcanon,
yeah.
I will say that it's because the Falcon is an older ship. It's supposed to be a piece of junk.
Yeah.
So it's just got an outdated computer.
Okay. And that,
that's
I completely and totally accept.
Yeah.
I'm fine with that. Now, what about the Death Star plans?
I don't know.
It just seems like you have like 3D holographic chess pieces. like space chess pieces, but you have, I don't know, it's just weird. It's,
I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. Look at that brooding face. Look how sexy that man is.
Think of it this way. For a time, you either had a flat screen TV or like a CRT, you know, like TV with like a fat back on it, right?
Yeah.
Right? And there was a transition period where flat screen TVs came out and they were new and people were getting them, but not everyone had them yet.
Right.
What if they're in a transition period like that between like the 3D and the 2D?
So you talk about in between New Hope and Jedi?
No, I'm talking about what if when we're seeing New Hope, this world, this galaxy, they're in the midst of that transition from one technology to another. So some people still have wireframey 2D things and some people have 3D.
Okay. I accept that.
You know what I'm saying?
Like I will also accept that the Rebellion does not have a lot of money. And so they're using scrap together technology because that's all they can, have afforded to them.
Yeah.
I love that shot for some reason. I don't know why. It just like looks so, I feel like it's there and it's real.
Yep.
And I don't even know what it is or where it is. Did they build it? Is it a real thing? I don't know, but I love it.
Me too.
Yeah. I always loved going back to it in video games. Like that becomes the Jedi Temple and stuff like that. I just love that. That was a great idea. And I hope it's a thing they carry over, but I'm sure it won't be.
Some of these lines, we have no time for sorrows, Commander. Like who says that?
That's a good question. Luke said it internally to himself. Well, I have no time for sorrows. I better go back and see Ben.
You're safe. We'd feel the worst. We have no time for sorrows, Commander. Like, who talks like that? It's one of those things that Lucas writes in these scripts that's like very pulp.
It's very pulpy. Yeah.
Very Flash Gordon. And, you know, without the right delivery, it doesn't work.
Yes, that's true. And it's also the 70s. I mean, yeah.
The 70s writing, but I'm saying it
writing
like
isn't the same.
But it also sounds like something from the 30s on purpose.
Yes.
Okay. Or that's just his writing style, either way.
Was he the only? He wasn't the only writer on this. What was he?
No. He had help with these. I think. Well, actually, with A New Hope, I don't remember right off the top of my head. I believe that he had help with A New Hope. Yeah. There were multiple passes on the script, but he wrote the first.
Obviously. Okay.
Obviously. Yeah. This is pretty advanced, like for 1977. Like
yes, this doesn't bother me. Like this 3D trench thing, it's like it's before that moment.
But this reminds me of like Space Invaders or something like that.
I don't think you're that wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ugh. Who is this guy talking? I know he's important. I can't remember his name for the life of me.
I can't
remember his name either. Yeah. That was an interesting way to show it. Almost like a side shot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Only a precise hit. More exposition. Setting up the final act.
Yep. It's not impossible. Now, see, if this movie was made today, and this movie never existed, there would be a scene of Luke shooting.
Yes.
Shooting from his...
At the beginning, scene, at the beginning of the movie, we'd see him shoot.
Yeah.
You Bullseye a Womp Rat.
To let you know that he is capable of these things.
Yes, that is true. That would be the modern filmmaking way of going about it,
Instead of him just saying it, they would show us.
Yep.
But it's just as effective for him to say it in three, like, in a second.
It can be. You know, normally I'm a proponent of show, don't tell.
Yep.
But it works here. It works here. Maybe I'm biased. I will admit that.
Yeah, no, I'm a show don't tell guy too, but here I think it's a one line to let you know.
Yep.
And it's
not like, and the way he delivers, it's like, it's not that hard. I could do it.
Like, I've done that. Like, I've done, like, stop freaking out. Like, and it's almost, it's a normal conversation.
Yeah. To be like, it's a natural conversation.
Calm down. I've done it. Like, it's fine. Yeah.
It's doable. You don't have to be some crazy, you know. I mean, I guess in the end, you do have to be an amazing pilot. You have to be Luke Skywalker. But he's saying, like, you know, it's not, you know, me, the incredibly talented fighter pilot, like, it's not that hard for me.
Oh, I want to see a young Luke pod race.
Luke pod racing. Yeah, I wonder if pod racing still happens on
Because
Tatooine.
Obviously he's force sensitive.
Yes.
And powerful. So okay, I wonder if he could also do that.
That would be interesting. Like, is he... How does that work? What is his...
Or maybe his version is the 216.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, maybe. And, like, does he show signs of being force sensitive before A New Hope, before the events of A New Hope?
Well, I would assume because he's, all kids show force sensitivity from a young age.
Right, but he seems completely like, what's the force? I don't know what any of that
but
is.
But nobody's...
Nobody's told him, but he doesn't seem to know, like, it all seems foreign to him is what I'm saying.
Yes, but Anakin didn't know what force sensitivity was.
Yeah, but he was
like, he didn't know he was force sensitive.
But he was 8, not 20.
Yeah, I guess.
You know what I mean? I feel like you get far in life, you'd be like, weird, I can do kind of weird things. Like, I can sense things before they happen, and I can, you know, anticipate this and that.
Yeah, well, clearly Luke doesn't think things through
yeah,
a lot.
Clearly, I guess
like, I guess when it comes down to it, Luke's just kind of like, Luke just lets events in his life
yeah,
happen to him.
Yeah, Luke is a,
he's
Luke
not
is
a
spectator in his own life.
Yeah, he's not a reflective fellow.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, the most reflection Luke gives is staring at that binary sunset.
Yeah,
and the only
yeah.
thought that goes in his head is, "I wish I wasn't here."
I hate the dialogue in this scene with him and Biggs. And oh,
yeah.
you'll do all right. You're the best pilot in the.
Biggs is the most 70s looking character
oh,
in this
my
whole.
God.
Yeah, in this whole film,
and it's like they'll never stop us. Oh, you're gonna die. Oh, you're gonna die a horrible death.
Yeah, yep, yeah. It's teleplaying it for you.
Oh yeah,
yeah. That little droid and I've been through a lot. See, but it also teleplays the death of R2.
That's true.
But doesn't
that
happen?
That is true. But that's yeah.
Right, get back to back.
Well, but
those.
Does. I mean, he does sustain, you know, damage.
Damage, yeah. But he doesn't. You know what I mean?
He doesn't die. No, he's
yeah.
destroyed.
Yeah, you wouldn't want my life to get boring, would you? That's a lot of like, oh, R2's gonna die. Yep. That's very.
That's right, R2.
Mm-hmm. How many X-wings did they build? Do you know?
Not that many.
No.
It's less than it looks like. And they would paint them to be different
he's
colors.
Into
and
a Y-wing, but I don't ever seeing Y-wings in the final battle.
Mm, yeah, that's true.
Anyway, sorry. Yeah, and they would just paint them different colors to make it look.
Yeah, have a yellow one and red, you know, like that.
Or they would just like, okay, next shot, like from this
yeah,
angle.
Move it
around.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
get it, make it look like there's more.
Yep, but there's only like two or something.
Ralph McQuarrie. It's one of Ralph McQuarrie's best designs.
Oh my God, beautiful.
Yeah,
beautiful.
What's your favorite Star Wars ship? From the original trilogy.
I gotta say the Falcon. How can I...
Okay, I'll rephrase. That's not the Falcon. Because everybody always says the Falcon. Because it's the one you spend the most time with. And so you have a natural inclination to like it the most. But it's not of the same variety as the other types of ships. So of the Rebellion's ships, which one's your favorite?
I mean, X-Wing.
You think it's the X-Wing?
Yeah.
Yeah. I like the X-Wing. But
when I was a kid, I always like wanted to... have one, you know? It's like, oh, that'd be so cool to have my own X-Wing.
Fly oh, there around. Are Y-Wings there.
There are some Y-Wings, yeah. But again, that's stuff that was added in 97. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Porkins.
I want to see a Porkins spinoff. That's it.
Red 5 standing by. Okay, so here's what I haven't told before. When I was a kid, my aunt and uncle gave me, for like a birthday or Christmas or something, like maybe I think it was a stocking stuff for Christmas with some other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
My aunt and uncle gave me a pen. A ballpoint pen that was a Luke Skywalker pen. So the like long part of the pen, like most of it was all orange. Mm-hmm. And then at the top was Luke's head in the helmet.
Okay.
So it was like, it was orange because it was like his X-Wing uniform. And the top was his head. And near the top, there were four buttons. And when you press the buttons, there's a little battery inside it. When you press the buttons, it played clips, quotes from the movie. So.
Okay.
One was "I can't shake him," and another was "Red 5 standing by." And then I think one was just Vader breathing.
Unnecessary sound effects.
Random. And then there was another one. I think it was "The Force is strong with this one."
Nice. That's cool.
Yeah, it was.
That's
cool.
Very cool. It was interesting when I was a kid. I never liked the toys to make sounds. I liked making my own sounds. Like, obviously, because
well,
I can.
This wasn't like a toy, but yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah, but that's a cool pen, though. See, I like my pen to make sounds.
I don't know what happened to that pen. It's probably long gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's when you find it in a drawer.
Exactly.
When you're cleaning out a room one day for some reason,
and
you're like,
there it is.
This pen. And it still works because stuff back then was made to last.
It really was.
Yeah. Not like today.
Stuff was incredibly.
I mean, it was all either like total crap or it would last forever.
Right. So true. Hey, now question. He just told him to eject, right?
Yeah.
What happens when he, right? How does that work?
Does the whole cockpit like jettison and like protect him, or I wonder?
Yeah, because like his helmet's clearly not designed.
No, it's not
for like zero gravity, yeah, no. For G-force or anything like
or
that.
Oxygen or anything like
or
that.
Or oxygen. Yeah. So, and then if he ejects, let's say he ejects and nobody shoots him, then he's just on the Death Star?
Yeah, it's just sitting on the outside surface.
He's just sitting on the outside surface of the Death Star.
Just impacted on the surface, you mean?
Right. Yeah, I guess I would assume then that the ships blowing up were always a great effect.
Yeah, it really was.
Yeah, I would
assume. It's a real explosion.
Yeah, in a parking lot. So great. Yep. Yeah, I guess I would assume. Yeah.
See that shot of Luke's computer?
Yeah.
That was redone.
Oh, really?
But redone to look old.
What?
Yep.
What?
Yep.
What's the real? How does it look?
I don't remember, but that is definitely
redone to fit the aesthetic of that technology. I want to look.
Yep.
No, I already looked up stuff.
You already looked something up. Look it up later. Come on.
My arbitrary rule is so hard sometimes.
Have you ever watched this movie on New Year's Eve?
Mm, oh, to the ball line up directly to the...
To line up so that the Death Star explodes at midnight.
No, I never have.
Did it once.
Did you really?
Did it once with our buddy Andrew.
And wait, was I there?
No, you were not.
Oh, okay. That would have been terrible if you were testing me.
No. Well, you did. Ha ha.
That would have been awful.
No, I did it once with our friend Andrew. We got together on New Year's Eve and we just had ourselves a grand old time. We had a few beers, a few snacks, and we queued it up so that at the exact right time, the start the movie exactly the right second. It's like, you know, 10:02 and some odd seconds, whatever it is. It depends which version of the movie you're watching. If you're watching the Blu-ray versus the 2004 right. DVD versus, you know, whatever. But there's a Rebel Force Radio, that great Star Wars podcast.
Yeah, Rebel Force Radio.
The best Star Wars podcast, in my opinion. Those guys have a guide on their website, and every year they publish it again on their Facebook page. And they tell you exactly, you know, for each version, here's what time you need to start the movie at so that it lines up with the Death Star explosion at the stroke of midnight.
Oh, that's cool.
So cool.
That's really cool.
So cool. Yeah, I was always I was always the like watch the Dick Clark special and watch the ball drop household. Right. But that one year I just had to do this.
Oh, I was never a New Year's celebrator in my household. So
were you like a go to bed and wake up and it's New Year?
Or did you stay up all night? So it depended on it depended on the year, but we weren't like we were never the New Year's party family. Just
we were never like a New Year's party family. But I mean, not like a party, but just like
we would go places sometimes.
And my sister and I would stay up and watch the ball drop and then go to bed.
Yeah, we would some years, not other years. And so now, even when like as an adult, when New Year's rolls around, I'm like, yeah, I'll see it tomorrow.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I always stay up to watch ball. I always stay. I just like doing it.
I have in the past couple of years, but if I didn't, it's not the biggest deal in the world. Yeah. Although sometimes it does feel like because it's New Year's, sometimes it does feel like if you stay home, you're like, oh, it's Saturday night. I should be out. Even if it's not Saturday night. You know what I mean? Yeah, you have that same feeling. But I think I should grow my beard out like that guy.
100% yes.
Okay. Do you want to do it together?
100% no.
Okay. Fine. Well, then we could be beard buddies.
Yeah, you're not.
Beer and beard buddies.
You're not selling it.
No? Do you want to change the name of the podcast to Beer and Beards?
Definitely not.
No, okay.
No, that's a no.
Okay. You never take any of my ideas.
Beards with Geeks. See?
It gets complicated. I understand. I understand. I always loved the little computer.
The little targeting computer.
Yep.
It's like Google Glass. It's just a little screen above your eye.
Yeah. Yes. Just a little glass.
Just a little screen. Little screen with wires and cables and the tripod and everything else.
Monopod.
It's like how the target, like, it's lined up, but he still misses.
Yeah.
Best star pod in the galaxy, my butt. Yeah.
Yeah. True.
So funny. It's away. Boom. Well, at least they got knocked off balance.
A little bit.
Look like how disappointed he is. It's like negative.
I also think it's interesting that they have like hologram technology, right? And so
they can project holograms.
Well,
yeah.
Well, no. What I'm getting at is, they have hologram technology. They can like see each other in 3D and everything, right? But then when they're talking over this radio to the base, it's like, oh, look, our world, and it's like,
oh, that's so true.
On the surface. Like, what? Have holograms. Maybe, why can you not do audio?
Maybe because it's not a pre-recorded message.
Neither are holograms. They have live conversations all the time. They have pre-recorded ones, but then they
That's true. They do.
And in the prequels, you see like...
from great distances, they have holograms.
Great distances, and you have the Emperor on that being projected onto that spider walking thing that the Trade Federation is using as like
right. Yep,
Nukunray is like walking around the palace, and the spider thing is walking around.
Metallic spider. Yeah,
and like when we see from like when we're looking at Nukunray, we see the back of the Emperor, but then he sees the front of the Emperor, so it's clearly like totally 3D. Depending where you stand, you see the front or the back of the person, like. But then they can't hear each other in this situation.
Maybe holographic technology is really expensive and the Rebellion can't afford
maybe
it.
Maybe the Rebellion has lower tech, yeah. I think that's twice now that we've come up on that. I think that's a
I'm just going to use that. I'm just going to use this as my point for almost everything.
It's a valid explanation. They have junk old technology that's what they were able to get.
Because even if you look at like the inside of their cockpits there.
Yeah.
There's all these exposed wires and cables and all that stuff. And the TIE fighters and TIE bombers don't have any of that.
That is true.
It's very sleek and clean inside.
It's very, you know, it's very mass produced. Whereas the TIE fighters, the X-Wings look like they've broken down over time and they've been like hand repaired and stuff.
Yeah. Well, even like I just saw there's a shot of Luke driving and you can see the wing even like moving on the side.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, that could be, I'm sure that's just the film, but you could take that as like, it really is like barely held together.
Right.
Like they're taking their life in their hands, not just attacking the Death Star, but like just flying in this thing. Just wondered, like, the pit droid's in the back. What happens if Luke gets hit in the front? Like, well, R2's in the back, so true. I can't do anything about it. That's interesting. Interesting design. I do also like that the Empire just like says like screw the droids, we're not saving our like if you get hit, too bad for you. You're expendable. Let's go, Luke. See, here's another thing with Luke not questioning what's happening.
Yeah.
He literally listens to this disembodied voice and goes, okay.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
His computer's off.
He has in some ways then, he has big control of his feelings in this movie.
Yeah.
And he regresses in Empire.
Yeah, you're right.
Though like the more he learns of the world, the less control he has over himself. Like his ignorance is almost his weapon.
I think it's fear. I think that his fear the more he learns, the more he fears, and the more that fear clouds his judgment.
Yeah, okay.
You know what I mean?
Yep, that makes a lot of sense.
Because like when you're ignorant, you don't know what to be afraid of, so you're not afraid of it. But then the more you learn, the more you're like, oh, well, that's really scary. I'm afraid of that now. And then the fear clouds the judgment.
Oh, okay. All right, I accept that. That's good. I like that. Is he going to try to miss again? Yep. Oh, nope. See if it lined up. He should.
What?
Yahoo.com.
Yahoo. Good one.
Darth Vader, you've been stuck in there for 2 weeks.
Must smell like
burnt hair and baby diapers. No, or what is it?
Feet wrapped in burnt leathery bacon.
That's it. Yeah.
Here we go. You ready? Happy New Year!
Yay!
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-
That's funny. Even like the lingering,
yeah,
like explosion, like makes me think of the ball now.
Yeah, it's
like
true.
It's all shiny like the ball. I hope Vader doesn't get like motion sick.
Been flying around for 2 weeks trying to get a signal.
Yeah. That's true.
Who's they?
Who is it? What the hell is an aluminum falcon?
I still want that t-shirt. I've never had it.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Always wanted it.
Oh, I didn't even know they made a t-shirt of that.
Somebody did. Yeah. It's in the Star Wars font. This is what the hell is an aluminum falcon.
That's amazing.
It's so great. Okay. So, and when he comes in the ladder, somebody, if you listen very carefully, it sounds like he might be saying,
Carrie.
Right. I think he's saying, hey.
Yeah, I've always took it as hey.
Yeah, but there are some people who swear he's saying Carrie. And like, oh, he slipped up, but they kept in the movie. I'm like, no, he's not saying Carrie. He's
no,
saying hey.
I would assume he's saying hey.
Yeah, I always heard it as hey. I'm glad you agree.
Yeah.
People, I've had very intense debates where they're like, nope, he's definitely saying Carrie. I'm like, he's saying hey.
What did it say in the subtitles?
I think it said hey.
Yeah, that's fine then. So. People are nuts.
But those people will be like, oh, well, they're just covering it up. I'm like, no, never mind.
No, shush. Those men are really tall.
They are really tall.
Next to them.
Mark Hamill's really not.
No, he's not. He's not a tall man. But he looks sweet in that leather jacket.
Oh, yeah. It looks cool. Looks snazzy.
He looks really snazzy.
He looks snazzy. So.
She looks snazzy, too.
She looks nice.
And he just buttoned up his top button.
He did. He did, yeah. I like Luke's yellow jacket.
I do, too. I like that the comic has him wearing the yellow jacket.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I like now, that, too. Okay, so now this, you have throne room. Fantastic, fantastic music, right?
Oh yeah.
So all right, here we go. We're gonna pin this metal here. You go, you know, put this on around his neck. All right, so Han's got his metal. Good, great. Oh, he's feeling great. He's like, oh, pretty girl's putting a metal around my neck. I'm gonna wink at her.
Yep. Even though they're 18 years apart.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Yeah.
Well, they did have an affair while they were making this movie.
Did they?
Oh yeah, they did.
I didn't know that.
Oh yeah. And he puts one around his neck, and they both bow, and it's great. And they, you know, the droids have gotten polished, and everyone.
Would you call it an affair? Because he wasn't married, neither was she.
Were neither of them married? I guess not. Okay, whatever. They had a
fling.
A fling. Anyway, you know, everyone's got their medals. They got their. They're all shiny. Oh wait. Oh who? Oh Chewie doesn't have a medal.
I know.
Oh Chewie gets nothing.
It bothers me so much.
But in Adiwan's,
yeah, he has
Star Wars
Chewie
Revisited.
Gets one. Yeah,
he gets
on the in between when they're looking when the camera pans
yes.
to R2 and C-3PO,
yes. And then when they turn around, you see that Chewie has a medal on.
Yep.
Written and directed by George Lucas. That's what it says. Written by George Lucas. Doesn't
written and directed. Yep.
Yeah. I guess that was it. But yeah, and this is the movie. This movie almost did not get made. We haven't talked about that, but it almost did not get made. Nobody wanted to make it. None of the studios wanted to make it. 20th Century Fox didn't want to make it, but Alan Ladd Jr., who was high up at the studio, said like, I see some potential in this, and he fought for it, and they went way over budget and way over time, and he was almost fired and everything. And
all those people are the voice of Darth Vader, by the way. Anthony Daniels, Peter May. Yeah.
But yeah, he fought for it, and that's why the movie got made, and you know, a multi-billion-dollar franchise was born, and we have all those people to thank for it. So,
yep, John Dykstra.
John Dykstra still. I mean, he might be retired now, but until recently, he was still working in the industry.
This is the film that launched a thousand careers.
Oh
too.
My God! Yeah.
Yeah. This one and maybe Empire a little bit more than this one. There's a lot of people who worked on Empire who didn't work on this one. That's
true. Yeah, there started to be more continuity of the crew and everything after that.
Yeah, going then into the prequels and everything like that.
Right,
so
right, yeah, that's like when the team was kind of set in stone of who were the people that. You know, worked on Star Wars, but you know, some of those people started here, and this is the one that started it all. This is the one that started it all. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah. I mean, Charlie Lippincott I'm not sure if he's still at Lucasfilm or if not, he was there for a long time. Like all these, I'm just seeing these names go by. I recognize
I saw Stephen Katz, and I can't remember why I remember that name either. But yeah,
I recognize a good number of these names. Obviously,
Ralph McQuarrie, obviously, yeah. Yeah, great stuff.
Yep.
But nobody watches the credits. So, yeah.
Except me, I listen to the music. I usually watch Star Wars credits just to listen to the music.
You want to listen to the score?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
I always...
And when we see episode 7, we will absolutely sit there.
Oh, yeah. Also, I'll be sitting to see if there's a post-credit sequence. Anyway.
If there is one. Probably won't be.
There, well, we'll see. I guess we'll see. But this has been a blast, as usual.
It has. It has been a star blaster.
Star blaster.
All right. I really have to go with those power converters, so let's wrap it up.
Yeah,
all right.
Let's go to Tosche Station. All right.
All right. Well, and I'm holding... I have a cannon. So, and you have a bottle. So let's hope this works. Cheers.
All right. Cheers.